Hey, buddy, it's Gino Visconti, and you're listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude, on riotcast.com.
Do it again, because I fucking stepped on it. Why do you say buddy? What is that, your thing?
It's my thing.
Do you have a shirt and a hat? Buddy. Go ahead, stupid.
Hey, buddy, it's Gino Visconti, and you're listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude, on riotcast.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Dan Soder, Monster Voice, from the You Know What, Dude podcast. Bobby is going to be live the 13th of July. Bobby's going to be in Musket Fest Cafe. That sounds made up. It's in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And then the 19th, 20th, and 21st, Viva Las Vegas. Bobby's going to be at the Empire Comedy at the Paris Hotel. So go check that out. Rhode Island, you got some great strip clubs. Well, you know what else you got? On August 16th, Bobby's going to be at the Comedy Connection. Go check it out. One show only. Get your tickets. It's gonna be a bloodbath. I don't even know. That's not a proper way to actually promote a comedy show. And the 18th of August, Wilbur Theater, Beantown, the prodigal son, or one of the prodigal sons, returns. One show only. So get tickets now before it sells out and you guys end up getting in fights with your sweatpants and your Celtics hoodies.
Fuck you, this fucking sweatpants, kid. Fucking warm-up pants and sweatpants are the same fucking thing. And fuck you, go Beantown.
Hey, gang, this is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude.
You Know What, Dude.
You Know What, Dude.
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude.
You Know What, Dude.
What's up? This is another episode of You Know What, Dude.
That's the best I've ever heard you do it.
Podcast. What the fuck are you cackling for, you rounded shoulder twat?
Just a solid after this.
Well, that's Kelly fucking Festuca. Sexy Kelly, I'm calling her from now on.
Nice.
Really? She, why would you not want that? She looks great. Oh, look at her today.
She looks good.
Can you uncurl your fucking...
She's got 96-year-old lady posture. Kelly's got like, it looks like she's wearing a tank top, but it looks like she's wearing like shoulder pads that they wore in the 80s.
Yeah. Power suit shoulder pads.
She's got power suit shoulders.
I'm a woman on the go. I don't take no for an answer.
Got broad shoulders. Come on.
Kelly, you look cute. You really do. From the waist down.
Boom.
I would fucking do some savage stuff. But here, put the shoulders back a little, Cal.
Like this.
Stand up straight. Like you got a book on your head. Yeah, well, don't put your fucking tits out. Like,
yeah,
you don't
have to
be a whore.
That's what happens.
Don't be a slut. If you can tell by that raspy fucking I smoke too much weed and don't drink water at all voice. Louis the Gay Gomez.
Hey, how's it going out there with all the boys? How's all the boys that listen to the podcast?
That would be the last thing a gay dude would want to hear in the morning is, hey, thanks for the hot, steamy sex last night.
And as you can tell, that's Monster Voice.
Hello.
A.K.A. the fucking second man in control.
Hello. Wow,
A.K.A.
not really.
Yeah.
I'm the co-pilot that loses his shit if the pilot fucking has a heart attack. I'm like, no!
You really do fucking panic, bro.
What can I say?
You
I'm a power bottom.
Dude, you are fucking the best on the show. You're just flowing. As soon as I got to do something, I go, Dan, take the show over.
Hey, everybody. Oh, God.
You fucking turn into Bob Newhart.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Well,
he's kind of a legend.
Nice. Okay. Here's a fucking wrong example.
Joe List nailed it with the other guy from Major League that does the commentary. When Bob Uecker, the guy that's with Bob Uecker in Major League, and he stops doing it. That reference fell fucking flat.
Well, I'm glad saved me from my shitty Bob Newhart one.
We bail each other. Hey, stop. I'm going to sneeze.
Don't sneeze. Dude, I thought...
look at his face.
We have, of course, 5 o'clock Shadow Phil.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? Oh.
I have my knees aren't dirty, they're just hairy. Phil, this cocksucker's hairy, dude. Phil, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do?
I have a lot of hair.
You look. Who's that guy? Who that other guy? Who has? Who's the actor that just has the fucking just thick hair? Just black thick hair. What was he in? Yeah, this is not gonna work.
Antonio Banderas. Colin Farrell. Huh? Antonio Banderas.
No, not that guy. You're hairier than that guy.
What?
Antonio Banderas isn't that hairy. I've seen several movies.
I got
with shirts
the
on.
Guy that's in Mr. Deeds. The head dickhead in Mr. Deeds.
What's
his name?
Oh, John Turturro?
No, he's not a dickhead.
The dad from American Pie?
No.
John Turturro was the best in Mr.
Eugene
Deeds.
Levy.
Eugene Levy, Harry.
He's pretty hairy.
No, she said Eugene Levy. Oh. I was correcting her. It's the guy.
John Turturro in Mr. Deeds was the shit. He went snicker, snicker.
Yeah.
He would just show up.
I'm very sneaky.
I'm very snicker.
I'm looking up who the guy is.
Snicker, snicker. Thank you. I took your look-up abilities away from you. Not that it would have helped, because you'd fucking just stare at me going, John Turturro, I don't know, I froze.
Is it Mr. Is it Mr. Deeds?
No, it's not Mr. Deeds. That's the movie, Kelly.
But it's not Mr. Deeds.
I don't know why.
I was
going to
look it up.
And we got one of my fucking pals, right?
Long time, yeah.
Yeah, we've been friends for a long time, and you hooked me up. Actually, let's get this fucking out.
Let's get it out.
You hooked me up with Alan.
I did.
And then the bloodline, like fucking going, Prometheus, fucking went in all over this fucking podcast.
It's like a green room in there.
Yeah. Dustin Chafin, everybody. Yeah.
Dustin Chafin.
Yeah, man.
Bringing mental health to the comedy scene.
You really did. I was really in a fucking tough jam. I got into a situation in my life where I wasn't drinking. I wasn't using drugs, but I was dry drunk.
Sure. It's the worst.
I was acting out sexually, and I was about to lose my whole life.
Yeah.
As I know it today. And I reached out, and you fucking gave me I went to therapy with this other guy who was a dickhead with a bow tie and two fucking dangerous dogs. Seriously, my therapist before Alan, bald guy, rich, really high-end analyst or some shit.
And you call him an analyst?
Analyst.
No.
Was this a sitcom?
I don't know.
Analyst. I said analyst. Oh!
Sorry, I tried doing some writing before the thing. I'm like,
that's what we do here, Dennis.
Oh, callback from tough crowd.
Yeah.
But he's dead. Listen,
that got real.
So Dennis wins.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. So, yeah, Alan. Dude, I had this therapist. He was bald, bow tie every day, suspenders. And he, I remember he had these two dogs. What are those fucking Chinese?
Shih Tzus?
Pugs?
No, Chinese dangerous dogs.
Chinks.
No, those
Jesus.
Are Chinese.
The Sharpays.
Welcome Sharpay. Back, Lewis.
Yeah. Hang on one second. Lewis.
What? I'm here. I want you to know I'm here.
Rottweilers.
Everyone know.
We know
if you don't know, now you do know. I bring unadulterated racism, sexism, and the love of dick to the You Know What Dude podcast. Bam!
That's what I'm going to write on your fucking table.
Your no catchphrases.
No, fuck, yeah. Well, you're not getting fucking t-shirt here.
Unadulterated racism, sexism, and love of dick. I'm writing that on your table.
No, you're not. There's no... Listen, you can't write shit on the table. Write that on your podcast table. Oh, wait. That's your fucking living room table.
Shame. Welcome back to Snaps.
First
weekly.
Of all, it's my girlfriend's living room table.
That ain't even your table.
Oh, shit. Snaps on MTV too.
I ain't got jokes. I got problems.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Oh.
Listen. He had this fucking whatever the fuck dog you said.
Sharpay.
They're adorable. They're not adorable. They're fucking dangerous.
They're wrinkly. Yeah.
I literally would come in and
the guard
dog
dogs.
The dog would go
it would. That's awesome.
And he would sit there and go, shh, stop. And apparently the fucking dog doesn't listen because he kept having to say stop. And I'd be sitting there frozen in my chair. And then it's okay. He's not gonna. And then he'd come over to me. And I would just freeze.
Yeah.
And I'm petrified that he's going to just bite me.
Yeah, you saw your half hour special.
I don't even know what that means.
Really?
I don't even know what that means.
I wouldn't even take that.
Really?
This is just Lewis trying to lash out because of all the gay stuff.
He's trying to attack back.
Well,
by the way, every faggot in this room just held their laughter in and they all want to laugh at that. Because they fear
all,
you.
Don't say
I don't fear
faggot.
Him.
What the fuck? Why?
What he fears
Where did
him?
You go?
Did you
why
go to prison and come
him?
Back?
Yeah, who are you?
You lost all social tact.
that
this
beer.
This cocksucker's got a tear tattoo and a dick tattoo on the other eye.
He's like, I'm not afraid of nothing.
He's got three dick tattoos coming out of his eye. I sucked three dicks to get out of fucking jail, man. Listen, dude, you got to relax with fucking racism.
Sorry.
Right, ease into it.
First of all, we've discussed this before. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm allowed to be as racist as I want.
But you're not really Puerto Rican with those eyebrows. You have Asian in you. Those eyebrows are dying as we speak.
You have 98-year-old Japanese man eyebrows.
You really do. You look like a Japanese henchman.
You look like the guy that that I get pissed off of when I get trapped behind him on the stairs because he's fucking 100 coming out of the subway. That was awful.
Wow. Wordy. Very wordy.
Very wordy.
I love that you committed and you kept going to try to find a funny word.
I was like, am I going to get out of this? I'm not getting out of this.
I need somebody a T and S.
Hey, look at that. It's Peter Gallagher was the guy we were thinking about.
Peter Gallagher. You, my friend, are as hairy as Peter Gallagher.
That's what they call an aversion, Lewis.
And it worked, and I helped you with it. Listen, Lewis, easy on the racism. And my half-hour special, very funny, by the way.
No, I'm kidding. You're hilarious. Ball busting. Why do you got to make it real?
Hey, listen, first of all.
Why can't you take it for once?
Listen, I don't like you trying to macho up because... Don't fucking macho with me. Call ball busting. The way you fucking take it. Huh? What is this? You know what dude or you know what girl? Huh? The fuck is this, broads? All right? I might suck dick, but I'm a guy. Fuck off. So I'm in this fucking therapist, and I'm petrified. I'm fucking petrified most days in here because of this fucking... Exactly that. Right there.
How do they have dogs?
That's it. At the end, I swear to God, you can do a fucking dog, my therapist dog, but you can't do, you know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
That's it.
You know what, dude?
Dan's got it. I hope someday somebody listen to this actually gets, that's addictive. Damn. But they don't realize they have headphones on and everybody's just looking at them like, what the fuck are you talking about? I went to this guy, and this is why I left this guy. He actually said to me one day, he goes, you know, I was at, what the fuck, let me make sure I get this right. I was at a New Year's Eve. I was out with my wife, and we were getting a dinner at a fancy restaurant.
And
the waiter spilt water on me.
What did he do, Bobby?
And instead of getting mad, instead of getting, you know, flipping out and... I mean, I was upset. I was dressed nice. It was, you know, a nice night out with my wife, and here we are at this fancy restaurant. And instead of getting mad, I said, he said, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's okay. It's okay. But that does come with a free bottle of champagne, doesn't it? And the guy was like, of course, sir. Yes.
And you know what that guy did? That guy went back into the hutch. That fucking cocksucker at 61. I'm still drunk from last night. They fucking...
You know what that guy did? Is that's coming out of this douchebag's pay.
Yeah.
Because he spilled water on this fucking twat. Oh. And I look at, dude, I'm not you. I'm the waiter, you fuck.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that has to go back and go, the guy wants a bottle of champagne. Well, that's coming out of your fucking, your money. You're paying for that.
Hey, Rory, the two top at 47, I spilled some water and they want some champagne.
Dan, come back. He's having a flashback. Sorry, guys. Come back.
El Camino. El Camino.
Oh, God. Man. Guys, the guacamole took 16 minutes to get to the table.
Dan, come back.
I can't do it.
Come back, Dan.
I can't do it.
You're a comedian.
Well, wait, what would you have done had they spilled water on you?
Hang on, let's ask the waitress.
Yeah, I'm just like, any day now, guys. Oh, boy. What?
You want out of it, don't you?
Oh, man. fucking hell. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. Boy. Heavens to Betsy.
That was not yes at all. She just went, hey, boy.
Fucking hell. Hello.
She loves it.
That's what Kelly does. I like that. What? Hey, boy. Oh, no. He's going.
The good thing about...
We can't make a t-shirt for Kelly because it's too long. Hey, boy. Skip to Bobo. Get to one of us.
Poke is 2:30.
The only good thing about my job... All right. Maybe not. The only good thing about my job at the moment is that I've got a new boss, and I kind of like... Kind of dig him. He's all right.
You want to suck his ass?
Yeah.
Look at who answered.
The other side.
You want to suck his?
Yeah, I would.
All right, we gotta get. You just hold on, there, you little sassy. I got some fucking news from her.
Oh shit.
So, anyways, I went to therapy.
So funny.
I gotta row this fucking.
This goes here. All right. Anyway,
here's the thing: this fucking show goes fucking.
Yeah,
we don't plan
fun.
Anything. It just goes, I gotta corral it back to you, my friend, because you came to me and when I said that I wanted to get another therapist, and you're the one who said, "Look, I go to this guy that a lot of comics go to," and you gave me his number, and now I've been going to him for 5 years, I think.
Oh, really? Wow.
And that was 5 years ago, dude.
That's awesome.
and about. Maybe longer, maybe six.
Yeah, I've
and
about
I
eight.
I mean, as my friends and friends and friends, can you shut that fan off, please? Because that's making a lot of noise. Sorry about that, people.
It's really funny. You'll be sitting there in the lobby, and you don't know who you know is going to come out of the door, and it's kind of funny.
Sounds like, a lot better, right?
Mm-hmm. Is that better?
Jesus Christ, Phil! Why don't you fucking say something? Huh? I just blame any. I blame the only person.
Can I talk
I
to you, or we need to like tip?
Okay.
I said, can we talk now? No, I was trying to have a conversation. I was just like about Alan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
About how it's so funny. Cause,
oh, I'm sorry, did I not listen to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, you need to fucking go see Alan.
No, but it's.
Say you're racist? All right, go ahead.
Oh, I'm racist. There's nothing wrong with racism.
Go ahead.
But no, it's like, you know, it's amazing because he really understands the comedy world. Like, you don't have. I've been a therapist before where they didn't understand what stand up comedy really was. They try to make it very cliche, like, you need attention, you didn't have a good father. Like, it's none of that, like, textbook shit.
Wait, they get it.
Huh?
They get it completely.
Yeah, well, Alan
shows the other people about it too.
Yeah, but it's not. It's just very textbook. It's not like you talk to Alan. He knows who SD is. He knows who all these people are in our world. Like you don't have to explain things.
By the way, I don't know who SD is.
Of course you don't.
That's where my life's at.
She's actually.
That's why he left at that place.
But I'm just saying, people
the
in general.
Main club in New York City. She books it.
No, yeah. I know. I'm kidding.
I know. Yeah. I'm kidding too. Stupid. Don't fucking step on my kidding toe.
Double.
So but, yeah, he does yeah. get it. But here's the thing too. There's something about him. He's fucked up. He's got issues.
Well,
That's why he can. You can sit there and I can relate to this guy. He has fucking anger issues. He grew up in the fucking East Village with gangs.
Yeah, he's you know, been through that life.
Yeah, and it's just weird for me though because you don't know who you're gonna see coming out of that fucking door.
Oh yeah,
or who's listening? I always talk shit at the last 5 minutes because I don't want you fucking cocksuckers hearing some shit about how I like to fucking, you know, wake up with my finger in my ass and I'm sucking my own thumb. Yeah. Did I say that? Did that come out?
Yeah. I saw Shapiro come out one time and I was like, really? I got to follow this.
I know.
Like, it's like a set in a club.
Yeah. It's like,
this
come
guy
on.
Just dude, probably
can't
crushed.
Do this.
I had fucking... I had Shapiro come out once, and then I had fucking DeStefano going after me. I gave Alan a hug. I was like, good luck, kid. Good luck.
It's a big day.
Holy shit.
Hang on 1 second, guys. All right. Well, we had a little malfunction there. The AC actually shut down because of something somebody did. I'm not going to fucking mention any names. You threw the pillows up there, didn't you?
No, I didn't fucking touch the pillows.
Who put the pillows up there?
Probably Dustin Chafin.
I didn't put it there. I've been sitting here the whole time.
Fight it out.
Yeah. Are you ready? Are
Let's
you ready?
Do this.
First of all, you know Dustin has a buck knife.
It's my boot, baby.
Strapped to his fucking calf.
It's a butterfly knife.
Give Dustin the opportunity to skin a Puerto Rican alive. Jesus.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You're from Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're a fucking cowboy, redneck?
Well,
what are you?
I don't know. Texas, you know what I mean?
I want to get this out real quick, too. You have your own show.
Yes.
I want people in the middle here. I do the advertising at the end, too, but I want in the middle. Go tell them your show.
Hick Hop Radio.
And it's with another funny comedian who I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, Kyle Grooms.
He's black.
Black dude. Yeah.
Looks white.
Lewis?
No.
You got anything to say about that?
What? Call him an Abba. I don't care. Abba's not bad.
Oh, boy.
I don't like that you went to fucking San Jose and became more spicky.
but he didn't come back. Yeah, he didn't come back like Cholo. I am wearing long black socks that go up to my knees. So
I love how you said don't be racist and then he said spicky.
Yeah, he can say whatever the fuck he wants. I can't say chink, but he can say spick.
That was
really?
Awesome.
I didn't say spick. I said spicky. That's cuter.
It's adorable.
Yeah. That's like instead of faggot, it's faggy.
Gotcha.
Instead of it's niggy.
Niggy.
I'm kidding. What the fuck? Like piggy. Like a piggy.
Niggy. I like Niggy.
You look great.
Thanks. So.
Where is this therapist at? Because I actually need a therapist
Well,
right
this
now.
Is the great thing, man. Too, is that he doesn't work on a, you know, he doesn't charge one flat fee. Like, fuck you, pay this. He'll work with you a little bit.
Oh, he's sliding scale for sure. I used to pay him in CDs, like when I was broke. I would just, because I was dating this girl that worked at Columbia Records.
Not in your CDs.
No, no, no.
What is the money? What's the money?
Like Johnny Cash. But she worked for Columbia Records, so I got all these free CDs and shit. And she just gave me boxes, like box sets, and I'd pay him in CDs.
I tell you this, he probably didn't want you to tell people that because, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but Lewis, people aren't going to know.
Pay him money.
We're not saying his last name.
Alan, Dawson Chaffetz said I could pay you in CDs.
He said I could pay you in oranges.
Do you mind if I just give you a bunch of delicious plantains?
I've got some awesome rollerblades.
I could suck your dick.
Do you want to lay naked and wait for your next guy to come in? And then it'll get hard. It'll be so funny.
Lewis is the gay. Lewis is the gay.
What a callback.
Oh, my God, dude.
That was nice. That was beautiful.
I think if he's great. You'd love him. He'd love you, too.
Dude, I need a therapist. He'll be good for you. He'll open you up quick.
I can't believe you're going. That seems so sellout for you.
What?
Hey.
Wow. No.
Was that my
thing? Seemed like one of these.
I'm not going to therapy.
No, but you know.
I'm the bad boy mental problem.
But you know these guys that are like that? I just assumed
it was
that
part of his
you.
Contract with Guinness. Yeah. He had to see a therapist.
No, I needed to go for a while.
Okay. All right.
I was just burying that pain deep.
Yeah. No, you just need more alcohol. Machismo.
Now you're bearing it with my fucking alcohol.
Now you're bearing it with a therapist and alcohol.
Do I look like I'm drinking? This has vodka in it.
You know why you're not drinking? Because your fucking good time high buddy isn't here. Okay?
Joe List,
your fucking algae pal, your keychain to the fucking door of alcoholism, mm-hmm. your fucking devil on your shoulder uh-huh. isn't here.
He's like, what's up, dude? Fucking want to get a beer?
No, fucking, my mouth is perfect for a beer. That's why does it open? There's a beer bottle.
Fucking, dude, I can't do a draft. Fucking, my mouth can't open that
way. I can't fucking eat regular sized cookies.
Do you guys have any small?
Do you have any small Lord of Dunes?
Famous Amos?
I was at Joe List's house, like randomly in fucking Boston. Me and Nate did a college gig.
This is a great story.
Yeah, dude.
It's dead again. Yeah.
Hang it's on turned off again.
This is a fucking great story.
All right, good. Dude, don't ever. First of all, my rule is don't ever say this is a great story.
And it's
story.
Not that great of a story. It's just a funny moment. It's not even a story. It's a moment.
I thought it was really funny because I know Joe and I know Lewis.
Dude,
I would say, hey, this is a good story.
All right,
great
let me
story.
That. Ready?
I'm like,
great
fucking,
if
ready?
You
hold
know
on.
The two guys.
Yeah, right, like fucking on. Dude, Devil Ants and the Hatfields. That was a great story.
Okay, hold on. Take two. Ready?
Hatfields and McCoy. Fucking great story.
All right, ready?
I got
this
you on that.
Shit, Lewis.
Hold on, Robert. Bobby, take two. Take two. Ready?
Yes.
And this actually, this made me laugh a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
He's rewriting well.
Now me and the people listening can enjoy this.
Yeah.
You know what? My therapist once told me, have no expectations. You'll have everything you need.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's not have expectations in Lewis's story.
I wish everyone had that fucking look out in life with me.
Go, Dirty Knuckles.
So, this is the greatest story ever.
Did way of calling him Spanish?
Me and Nate did a college thing like right outside of Boston.
Yeah.
So Joe List was like a half an hour ride away, so we're going to go hang out with him. So we did, and we were just on his back deck drinking beers all fucking night. So everyone was peeing in the backyard behind some tree.
Right.
And for some reason, I did one time after I was drunk, I decided I wasn't going to pee behind this tree. I wanted to go to his bathroom.
Yeah.
So I go to his bathroom, and I start slapping my hand on the wall looking for the light switch, like looking everywhere, I'd say a good minute, dude. Finally, I just hear, can I help you? It was his father's bedroom.
He walked into his parents' bedroom in Boston.
That was a great story.
Hey.
See, let us say it. Okay. That was a great
fight. Dude, I can just imagine how terrified they were because their eyes had already adjusted to the dark, so they're looking at me.
You can understand. Joe List's dad's voice is so monotone and always so serious. And he's like, I can just imagine him going, can I help you? And Lewis is like, it's just not the bathroom.
I'll suck your dick.
Hey, you sound like you got a pretty decent piece.
I'm going to lay on the bed with
Why
you.
Why don't you send a lady to the couch?
I'd say it's weird to, I've had that happen. I mean, I remember that shit. That shit affects you. When you meet somebody in the wrong way like that, I met one time I was with my friend. I don't forget this Jason or something. He lived on Tyler Ave, one block over from me. He was an older kid, and I always wanted to hang with him because his mom would always get him cool shit like guns, the cap guns. Remember the cap guns?
Yeah,
they were the best.
Yeah, he loved the little round, like the red round thing. You put them in, you just keep snapping away.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I'm such a piece of shit. My mom would never buy me anything, because we were poor and shit, I think I hang out with this kid, his mom would buy me some shit. Not the case. This fucking penny pinching nickel chaser fucking bought him
Jew.
Something in front of me and just nothing for me.
Well, what do you expect? It's her kid.
Dude, fuck you. If I have a kid, if I have your kid with me, I'm buying him some shit.
Well, you're
absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm nice.
But you can't expect it, though.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Like Alan says, have no expectations.
You ever throw those words back? First of all, I said those. Alan didn't.
Well, you said your therapist.
Because I wanted you to fucking buy it.
Dude, yeah, you were the piece of shit, and you were raised wrong.
Don't you ever use your pinky to point at me to teach me a lesson?
Oh,
I will bite it off, Lewis.
Ladies.
You want me to suck it, don't you?
I'm going to suck my pinky.
Fuck. Jesus.
What were you saying? Fucking ace. What do you have, an ace of spades?
No, I have a 2-7 offsuit. I'm doing the fucking thing.
You have a 2-7. You have a 2-7 offsuit.
Why would you have that? That's a fold hand.
Yeah, I know. It's a fucking.
That's a fucking. That's for his career, his relationships, his friendships.
Yeah,
just
kind
folded.
Of. No, it's not fault. It's about play your cards. It's fucking motivational.
It's play your cards with a 2-7. Never play your card. Bluff. Is that what it is?
Well, that's bluff. No, that's the idea. Bluff, it's bluff. Fucking. It's like, you know, the no matter how what cards come out, fucking play your hand and fucking win. Yeah. That's it, Dan. It's a fucking motivational.
Nah, you just made that up right now.
Oh,
so
really, dude? I just got 2-7 off suit for no reason. I'm like, you cocksucker.
Because what? You're like, I like two though? And I like seven. And your guy's like,
those are my two favorite dick sizes.
The guy goes. You know, I've been playing poker for a long time. I don't think I should tattoo this on you. Do it! Do it, Simon!
Let me ask you a question. Okay, I understand the little thickened analogy you gave, but why'd you have to have him on fire?
That was actually my tattoo artist's idea, and it's horrible.
Let's make this shitty suit flaming.
Hey, because I'm gay.
Hey, man. You know what was a good idea? Me getting my nose pierced right in the middle of it, right in the bridge, and I'm going to make your tattoo on fire. Why'd you listen to that guy?
By the way, his name is Cheese.
Of course it is.
It's a friend of mine. I let somebody named Cheese tattoo me.
It fucking goes with it. Well, you have any tattoos?
I just got these mud flaps.
You have mud flaps?
Mud flap girls.
Oh, those are cool, man.
I got these with Jay Oakerson. It was a night he got in trouble with his woman, all that crazy shit that happened. And he was like, I got to get...
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, because we had him on the episode.
Yeah, we talked about it.
So all this crazy stuff happened, and then he was like, I'm getting tattoos. And then the funny thing was, Mike Vecchione and these other guys had to talk him out of getting 666 on his forearm.
Oh,
like, they spent an hour telling him, no, you don't want to get that as
why
a tattoo.
Why would he have to get that? Why didn't they just find it on his head that was there from the,
from the beginning?
What, Phil, did you like that one? Dirty knees, huh? Shave something.
So he got these crooked stars on his elbows, and so I went. Got these
he did get those crooked. Did he try to make that his logo at some point?
Yeah, he did.
Can I just?
A star is his logo.
We've all tried to. I mean, look, we've all tried to come up with a fucking logo, something that just catches fire, and we could, you know, sell a pen, a hat,
maybe some t-shirts at riotcast.com.
Merch page. Go to riotcast.com. It's
a goddamn gator fight.
You get yourself a Dangerous Joe.
And just remember yourself when you're always in that cubicle. It's a goddamn gator fight. Go
get yourself a coffee mug. Boom. YKWD. And we only have a couple posters left too. We're gonna get new posters. Our favorite buddy, German comic book artist Beck.
Yeah.
Dude, Beck is awesome.
Dude.
Sent us a couple other new things. I'm gonna show you. One of just you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and one of just me. And we're gonna actually have the poster made up. And I'm working on the live show.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a live show with us and friends of the show. We're gonna have like an 8 panel and maybe even more. And
like a Wu-Tang concert?
Wu-Tang. Oh, shit.
We might do it at the Village Underground.
Ooh, girl.
Kind are you going to make a fucking hologram of Mikey D and have it come out and tell jokes?
Everyone just sit in it.
I was actually friends with Mikey D.
Yeah, I like Mikey D, man.
Yeah, real close friends. Got me sober. Thanks, bro.
maybe
what? I was an associate of Mikey D as well.
I fucking love it.
I knew him from the scene.
I love it when Lewis is here so much because whenever you're here, Lewis, no one notices all the fuck ups I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's
great.
All about you just acting like an ass. Yeah, reset that air conditioner.
Just reset
the. I don't know what the fuck. We got to figure the AC out.
He's
it's
going to
be 100 tomorrow. Thank God we're not doing something tomorrow.
Dude, that's crazy. I'm staying inside.
It's going to be 100 degrees out tomorrow.
Staying inside.
I'm not. I'm going to fucking boxing class.
You're going?
2 days in a row.
At fucking 11?
It'll be my third day tomorrow.
Who are you going with? I'll go.
I'll go.
What do you do?
Yeah, huh? I'm not working tomorrow. I'll go.
It's all right. Fucking
I'll go. Let's all go.
Or she can't go?
No, I'll fucking not. Don't worry. I got to move, but I'm not moving till later.
You're moving in 100 degree weather?
I have to. I'm getting a free van.
Sorry.
How are you getting a free van? Who's fucking...
A friend of mine who moves stuff for
that's a rape. That's a rape trap.
It's a random kind of van.
Does he have a fake cast on?
No, it's another
one. Heard you mind me helping move this couch? I got a broken hand.
Don't you hurt my dog.
All right, I'll help you with the couch.
I know. Oh, are you moving too? I'm moving too. You want to help me out?
Wait. Yeah.
Were you a big fat girl?
Did you used to be a great big fat person?
Never get used to hearing that.
Wait.
Never.
Wait. Did you have an anal fissure?
Don't hurt my dog.
All right, shit.
Anyway.
So, here's a little thing. Kelly fucked somebody last night.
Oh, what? Shut
up. Kelly got some dick.
I walked in with a little swing in my step.
You fucking banged somebody.
Yeah.
You did? Last night?
All right, yeah. I want to know the details.
Okay.
Do we know him?
No.
Does he work at the restaurant?
Nope.
Could we know him?
No. A total civilian.
Civilian. Mm-hmm.
Where'd you meet him?
I met him out.
Out where?
At a bar.
Black
bar.
Guy, white guy?
No, white guy.
What bar?
Good job.
Don't act so depressed, you fucking goddamn race traitor.
She's fucking lying to us. Watch. No. It is somebody we know. What bar did you meet him at?
No, body language. It's not.
Did you meet him at cabin?
I'm retired from making out with comics.
Did you use a rubber?
It's about time. Yeah, you fucking did it with all of them.
Of course. What do you mean, of course?
Sorry.
Did you blow?
Look at the position you're in.
You fucking dirty Puerto Rican. Just no fucking condoms. You'll always roll back. I got class. I'm going to put a fucking condom on.
She said raw back. Yeah. What is that? First of all.
I don't know, but I liked it. I liked it.
Nice.
You did raw back.
That's your t-shirt.
What did you went out to dinner or something?
No, we went out for drinks.
The fucking shortcut.
Wow. He really got right to your clit. Huh?
How many beers? Was this the first time you guys went out for drinks?
Yeah.
Oh, fucked him right after. Wow.
Where'd you go, did you go back to his house?
Mm-hmm.
Did you look around going, this got a lot of room here.
Nice place.
You don't need a roommate, do you? Suck your dick for a roommate.
That's the voice I was telling him about.
Yeah, please.
Never slut.
Kelly's trying to fucking fuck her way to the top.
Can you please not?
Did he have a big dick? How big was it?
It was for a white guy, and he was my height too, so
how
I didn't
many
have many
hands?
Expectations.
How many hands?
Hands. Bigger, no, taller than my hand.
One, no, look.
How many inches?
Two, three? How many?
Two and a half hands.
Two? Nice. Jesus.
What? Not bad.
That's good.
Bad?
Well,
yeah.
How big? How many inches?
Dustin, do you have a big dick?
That's like eight.
Pretty big.
How many?
Yeah, two and
hang
half.
On. Stop the fucking show. You got a big dick?
Pretty big, yeah. It's not bad.
How big's your dick?
I don't know. It's not crazy, but
fuck
I,
you. You just said
you
had a...
seem to... You know.
Got a... Who's people?
Girls, I don't know.
You said
ladies.
First of all, people is a
random
boys,
dudes,
old
random
women.
Dudes.
Yeah,
that's
a
y.
Lot of people.
Show us on that remote control.
How big is your cock?
Completely erect. That's bigger than
show
that.
Show us on Kelly's hands.
I don't know do hands. I don't know. I've never done two.
You can't always, do two?
No, I've never done two. I was.
Could you do two?
It would be some showing, yeah. It'd peak out. It would peak out.
First of all, the AC keeps going out, and
right,
Lewis
we start to get into
right, we start to get into, and Lewis is the only one who can fix it.
Every time,
unreliable person to be in charge.
The code not thing. So we don't have to stop the podcast. Dan rubs the top of his head.
I've been rubbing my top of my head like a fucking asshole for 5 minutes.
And looks at Lewis, but Lewis is such a stoner. He just enjoys. It's like interesting to him to see.
He really was just. Wow, he really was. Man. Soder. Dude, every time I turn around, it just goes straight off.
Okay,
it's like
what else is plugged in there? What else is plugged into it?
Oh, no. Don't unplug that.
Don't unplug that.
I wasn't going to unplug anything.
Why can't we unplug that? What is that? What is that? Hang on one second. Hang on. What the fuck, man?
That's not that bad.
What did you just say?
I said that
what did
you guys
say?
Should go to hammerfisting.com for the best MMA podcast on the internet.
Yeah, if you want to fucking hear a stoner just ramble.
What?
You got fucking, you were fucking baked.
No, I'm not.
On the podcast, your last podcast, I've never heard somebody so fucking stoned.
Oh, in California.
In my life.
In California.
This is what aggravated me about you. You wouldn't acknowledge how fucking high you were.
Dude.
And you tried to control it. And you tried to like, like tame your brain into fucking thinking straight.
Well, no, dude, like, this is actually kind of funny.
And you know what your podcast made me? Thirsty. That's all it did. I just wanted to drink water.
And take a nap.
I wanted to go swimming. I wanted to drink water.
No, that was a bad podcast. I smoked weed for 2 weeks straight. I ate weed. Dude, I've never, like, I told my girlfriend, I was like, this. She met me for the last 3 days of my little trip to California, and I told her I would stop smoking weed when I came back to New York. This is fucking crazy, dude. So Friday night, I had a show at Eastville Comedy Club. Mm-hmm. When I got out of the show, I met Big J, and we smoked a bunch of weed, okay? And then I lied to Beatrice, and I said, I went to the bar with my buddy Gary Veeder is another comic.
Yeah, sure.
So then the next day, I text Gary.
That's what we call him now. Gary, a friend of mine, Gary.
Gary, totally straight.
Hey, Gary, this is my friends. Hi.
Oh, my God, you guys, are you doing the podcast with Louis?
So.
Are you Bald Bobby?
Oh, my God, and that must be Monster Voice on a climb. Up him.
Bobby's not so fast.
Louis, you can't see his nipples through his shirt.
Louis, gorgeous.
Oh my God, Kelly, what do you do with your hair?
Does have a nice smile.
I would never fuck Joelist.
Oh my God, look at Joelist's face.
I like the glasses.
You need a baby dick to stick in that mouth.
Oh my God, look at Kelly's shoulders. Did you used to be a bodybuilder?
By the way, I'm not actually gay. If it's your first time tuning into the show.
No, you're not gay.
To us, though, you are gay, though.
You have a beautiful girlfriend that fucking is your beard.
Oh, she hates me right now. Listen.
Okay.
So, dude, I told her to go to the bar with my friend Gary. Yep. The next day, I text Gary. I'm like, dude, if Beatrice asks you...
Can you not pantomime the texting? We get it.
I pick up my phone.
I'm part Italian.
I look through the contacts. I say, there's Gary. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, we get it.
So I text Gary. I'm like, dude, if Beatrice asks you... Tell her we were at the bar. Tell her we were at Whiskey Town last night. In parentheses.
Whiskey Town.
It's great. 3rd Street and 2nd Avenue.
Yeah, in parentheses.
Shots of whiskey with
in parentheses, I was smoking weed with Jay. I get a text message back 1 minute later from Beatrice. I guess you texted the wrong person, you fucking asshole.
Oh!
We're done.
Louis.
What?
Broke up with you?
She broke up with me for like the hour, dude. Which is, it's like common knowledge. Oh, she's pregnant with my child. This is like a known
thing.
You
have a baby.
You know that,
yeah.
No?
Oh, I did, yeah.
You didn't know that. Yeah.
How far along
yeah.
is she? How far along is she?
14 weeks today.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, no. I said congrats. You didn't get the basket?
Basket?
You don't send your friends when they get pregnant baskets?
What is it, 1940?
No, basket of what? Just a basket?
Fruit.
It's like moonflowers.
An Easter basket?
In the river.
Chocolate and eggs?
Chocolate and eggs.
I got him a basket to put it in when he drops it off of the fucking adoption center.
That's what it is.
Like all the rest of the Puerto Ricans.
Louis, you know what to do with this. Give him the Moses.
Dude.
Go to the Upper East Side, find a nice home for this baby.
She lost her shit, dude. Lost her shit.
Really? Yeah.
So how did you get back into that one? How'd you fix it?
I mean, I told her I didn't want to upset her. That's why I lied. Dude, I've been caught multiple times lying. But just because I don't want to make her angry. Because when she gets angry, it's like fucking... She's a lunatic, dude. It's like rage.
Oh, I wouldn't... You are the biggest lunatic I've ever met in my life when you get angry. It's literally...
Oh, yeah, it's intense.
It's fucking crazy how...
How old are you?
Crazy.
30.
You're 30. Wait, you have scrapes on your elbows.
Oh, yeah.
Why? From what?
Yeah, that is...
Why do you have scrapes?
Phil's mic's not on, but he has a good question.
Oh, shit, Phil, I'm sorry. I shut your mic off.
That is the Lewis that Nate's talking about.
That is the Lewis. Okay, so you flipped out at the McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
And by the way,
wait a minute, what are you talking about?
Nate has a bit where he talks about Lewis flipping out of McDonald's because, and here's what really pissed me off, I'm the one that took the bite out of the burger and folded it back.
By the way, Nate got mad at me for saying that on stage recently, for saying that my friend Dan was there. He just got mad because I even brought it up.
Yeah,
so
because
don't
I'm
say
the
that.
One
he's going to get mad at you for this.
No, that's fine. It's a great joke.
It's a great bit.
It's an unbelievable joke.
But he just lies. He's inaccurate.
Anyway. Did you get mad? You got
he
mad?
Lost his shit.
Why?
At a McDonald's. Nate, Lewis, and I are eating in a McDonald's on the Upper West Side.
Right.
And Lewis is like, you guys don't have Diet Coke? That's crazy. You guys don't, I'm going to go get a Diet Coke. So he leaves to go get a Diet Coke. And Nate and I are sitting there, and I'm like, we should take a bite out of his burger and wrap it back up. And Nate does this Nate hands where he goes, man, I'm going to lose it. You do that, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to laugh my ass off. So I take the cheeseburger and literally take like a cartoon bite where you could see my teeth marks. And then I fold
that's
it
back. Bite you can't take marks to mouth.
Chomp.
Big fucking chiclet teeth.
Lewis comes in and Nate goes, man, I don't know.
Don't you talk over my fucking...
Arr!
on my left.
Chiclet teeth isn't good.
Yeah, that was good.
No, because I don't have tiny teeth. I have big teeth.
That's the chiclet
teeth are huge.
Are big, you fucking idiot.
They're big.
I didn't say tic tac teeth, dick dog.
He's getting scolded.
I'm trying to do the Kelly defense.
Don't deconstruct my fucking.
What? You gotta put your eyes have to be bigger.
Dude,
oh, what?
Your voice too big him. To be cute.
Bro, don't be mad at me, Robbie. I wasn't trying to tell a story.
All right, good. I'm sorry, good.
He lost his shit. Louis lost his shit. He literally goes, "You think this is funny? Does someone think this is funny?" By the way, Nate thinks it's so funny. He had to leave. He was laughing so hard.
He was laughing while you were mad.
And
I thought that somebody from McDonald's took a bite out of the burger.
Oh, we actually talked about this before.
And
yeah.
served it to me.
Yeah, that's funny.
So yeah, that is Lewis from Nate's joke.
Oh god.
And it's funny that
funny.
Nate gets
and
mad.
You're
when
the guy.
All right, let's.
Well, no, Nate's a better joke writer, so he can have that.
Oh,
don't.
Have
that.
Fucking
no, he's
Dan.
Not.
That.
No,
Dan
he's
was
not.
Cut out.
Ah, see what I did right there? It's called fishing. And guess what I caught? 4 easy trout. Oh no!
Nobody said you're a good joke writer.
We said don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah,
you
don't
pussy.
Be hard on yourself. You're not that good, but you're not that bad.
I feel bad for you, Dan, because you got cut out of Nate's story because you. Interesting it's enough, weird. I had to give all the part to Lewis.
Well, let's get. I want to get back to. I want to get back
hey,
to.
Mate.
Hey, slut.
fucking look.
Let's go back to
I
you slapping your muff out. After he bought you a drink.
You want some of these? Huh?
Oh, God.
You bought me a drink?
Jesus.
Huh?
What is that thing that's flapping over your...
This right here? I'm getting me motor started.
why does your vagina
gross.
Look like a beaver tail?
beaver tail, that's right. All right. Looking good.
So he buys you a drink.
Come on.
She can actually...
Jesus Christ, I'm tapping out like a fucking receiver every 5 seconds. And Lewis is like... Why does he keep doing that?
I like how he does it, though.
He's making me laugh so hard. The AC keeps going out in the room, but Dan, the only one that can fix it is Lewis, and Dan is the only one that can feel it.
Signal.
So he keeps tapping his head. And
he's committed to the head tapping.
But it's tapping.
It's like every 5 minutes. Not even.
Oh, God. Ah.
All right, back to you getting pounded out last night.
Yeah,
I thought you guys would be happy for me.
We are happy for you.
Yeah.
We just want to know details.
Okay.
So you go to the bar.
Yeah.
With this dude. Now,
big dick,
I want to...
Big dick stranger.
Big
I had met him randomly at another bar on the Lower East Side. Not
where
cabin,
on the Lower East Side?
Not cabin. I can't actually remember. It was... 13th and 8th.
She was really drunk and she was
nope.
in the mood.
Nope.
Hey,
and it was
sailor.
A random. It was a random.
Do you have meat and cheese?
Hello.
How big's your dick? Oh, you seem like you're a thick cut.
Speaking of cut.
He was not cut.
Oh,
uncircumcised.
Oh, you had to shuffle it back?
Yep.
You had to do this?
Yep.
How long? Now, this is how big the dick is. How long did you have to do this for? Was it 1, 2, 3?
like pulling a handkerchief.
Good going. It's like a fucking Benny Hill.
A handkerchief out of my sleeve. Woo, woo, woo.
I don't like that Dan is a professional whistler.
It's like the original Mickey Mouse on the fucking steamboat.
I can't whistle. Right. That's impressive.
This anyway. Motherfucker.
Kelly, can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
you
should be on an Irish Spring commercial.
The Irish Spring. Did you think it was gross?
No, I've had them before. It's the Australian guys.
That's how you got to America.
I love that.
Shuffle them back all the way in the boat over here.
Gonna find my freedom.
Shuffling it back.
The first skin of the day.
It's the first foreskin of the day. Australia.
Australia.
I'm circumcised. I love them all.
No, because Australian men... most of the
Australian
guys...
They do it themselves.
With a pocket
knife.
You
call that a knife?
Ah, no, why?
Your koala bear can get his claws on it and pull it all the way off.
So you want to cut it off at age 14 and dip it in the Forsters.
That's what we do. It's called the Aussie birthday. Yes.
When was your Aussie birthday? Yeah. Your real birthday or your Aussie one? Most
Why'd
Australian guys...
Why'd you just
guys...
fake an Australian accent?
You've got a real one.
You fucking idiot. You have the accent. And you just did Dan doing you.
I'm supporting Dan within his joke.
She fucking just did a shittier version of her own accent.
It's like when people do a walking, but they're just doing Jay Moore's walking.
That would be like walking doing a walking.
Yeah, walking, trying to do a shitty one.
Well, your Lewis impersonation, isn't that Big J's impersonation of Lewis's impersonation?
That's actually,
I do an impersonation of that sometimes.
Real quick. Me and Dan Soda just got a couple of gigs together.
Yeah.
Oh. I tried to get you on them, but you're not past yet. We're going to get you on a gig, Kelly.
That's okay.
Well, I know.
Thank you anyway.
All right, shut up. No, I'm kidding. We're going to get you on a live show. We're going to get you on a... But me and you got some gig coming up at Levity Live up in where the fuck it is, in Jersey somewhere.
My hometown. I should have guessed.
What's the other one we're doing?
New Year's Eve. Magoobies.
Magoobies.
In Baltimore.
Yeah, they'll be fun. Well, maybe we'll
fucking
see you get
crab
you on
cakes,
that
dude.
One.
Oh, yeah, knees.
Yeah, relax. And then I get relax. Super drunk and try to bang Kelly.
In front of me.
Yeah, that'd be weird. I'll be like, Bobby, I mean, I'm just joking around. Come on, you
want to be here? I'll be in a fucking wicker closet just fucking cranking my... Hopefully I'm shredded by then. fucking look at my dick.
I'll tell you all the details.
We got those shows coming up. And make sure you go down and check out the new shows coming out. We got some new shows happening. Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve, Bailey J. But check out the other shows, too. And you know what? Fuck it. Go to Riotcast, which is the best network on the internet for podcasts. But go check out my other friends, too. Bill Burr, Monday Morning Podcast, one of the best shows.
Yeah, that's awesome.
One of the best podcasts out there. And
consistently makes me laugh. Consistently. Like fucking,
he's always by himself.
I laugh
too.
Like an asshole on the subway listening to that.
Yeah, man. Great podcast. And check out, these guys don't need it, but, you know, Joe Rogan, he's got a great podcast.
That's really
too.
Good.
And, make sure you check out Lewis's podcast, Hammer Fist, and one of my favorite MMA podcasts.
And Hick Hop Radio.
One of the fastest.
Hick Hop Radio.
Hammer Fist, and one of the fastest growing podcasts on Riotcast.
Fuck yeah, it is.
You, mate.
So anyways,
you got some great reviews recently.
So you're
yeah, mate.
You meet this guy last night. You go back to his place, of course.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
He lived in the Lower East Side.
Lower East Side, so you don't have to take a train home.
Oh, no, I took the cab home.
No, I mean to go fuck.
Oh, yeah, no.
You stay right in the city.
Yeah.
Right near all your joints.
Yeah.
And what are you doing? You can hear that, you fucking ape.
It's are you not done? About you, Dan. Come on.
Are you done?
Do the face.
Are you done?
I was just thinking
how. Answer me!
Yes. That's not how awkward it is when you take a subway going to fuck.
Why?
Because you're just like, so it's all like bright lit.
Nah,
and there's other people
you take
around.
The cab. You just get to the cab.
I've never taken a fucking subway to fuck.
Yeah,
a chick.
I've never
like
done
with
that
with the chick.
Yeah, well.
You tired ass, pay for a fucking
yeah,
cab
you
with the girl. You're gonna fuck
cab.
Her. Jesus, you're gonna make
years
it
years ago.
Wait, are you?
Well, years ago, you weren't here.
Yeah, it was.
Listen, first of all, don't sex me. You saved that shit for Gay Lewis. That ain't gonna work on me. Yeah, it was. I like that Dan's getting his fucking cowlick back. So you go back to his place. But I want to ask you, did you know when the date started, you showed up that you were going to fuck him?
Yeah, within the first 5 minutes on you.
Really?
What did you say to yourself? You walk in and you see him and what happens?
I'm going to get... No.
Well, seriously, I want to know what this is.
He was better looking than I remembered that he was.
Right.
And, I was fucking, I don't know, it'd been like 2.5 months. So
really?
I can do this shit.
So you've been diddling for 2.5 months.
Yeah.
By yourself.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But you sucked a couple dicks in there.
Nah.
You didn't?
You did. You told us you did, you fucking lying skank.
When?
Yeah, you did.
You told us you did.
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
you sucked
did.
The dick.
Yeah, you did.
When?
I don't know. You're the one who sucked it. I'm not keeping
track. The last
I don't
guy,
have a fucking count.
Wait a minute, you fucked a black guy
app.
Recently.
Yeah, no, the last guy I was with was a black guy, but we haven't hung out for 2 months. I haven't sucked any dick in between.
You sucked the black guy's dick. Last dick you sucked was the black guy.
Yeah, well, we were fucking in the meantime.
You were fucking the black guy and sucking his dick.
Yeah, but that was like
I want
this
on record, so when we kick you off this podcast, you know why.
What? What do you mean?
Little fucking redneck cracking up.
I didn't get it. Why?
I'm because he's blind.
I'm
kidding.
Fuck, sorry.
Come on.
Sorry.
My name's Kelly, and I ruin jokes because I ask
questions.
No, I'm
fucking ready to hold that one.
I ask real questions.
Thanks.
Robert,
stop it. Robert, don't make fun of me, okay?
Listen, so you know you're going to fuck him.
Yeah.
You know how you're going to fuck him? Like, I'm going to fuck the shit out of him.
You're going to lay there and...
Well, this is the thing because he was like my height, and a bit about that, I was like, ugh. when a guy's my height, I'm like, he's not going to be able to throw me around good. Like,
I'll fucking toss you to a wall. I'll fucking break your spine.
Like, I like it.
Kelly just
I
made
like
it move.
you ever see Terminator 2 where he puts him through the wall, the drywall?
I'll make a fucking handle out of your hair.
You know what it is? It's this.
Just show up with a thing of fucking roses and a shotgun.
One of the benefits of like being a fat girl.
We should
and now
just
being
beat the shit out of Kelly right now, fucker, on air.
Hey.
Last podcast ever.
Because we'd all be going to jail.
Hi, Mom. I hope you listening. This is your daughter. Now, no, because the thing was... I
By the way, she already killed herself when she heard you fucked a black guy. It's okay.
Yeah.
Kelly!
No, I told her she was happy for me.
She's Australian. She didn't have a gun. She had a spear gun.
Yeah, so she's like...
Made.
No, Kelly!
Nah. My mom's banging for some caramel children, so she would love that.
Oh, really?
Anyway.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Why?
Because then she'd be different. Because then she'd be different. Because everyone would be like, "Oh, this is so amazing." Anyway.
Oh my God, Miss Fastugo, is that your hip hobo?
Fucking dude.
Oh,
I'm gonna look at.
Oh, what?
That was me. That wasn't him. I don't want you to fuck up your fucking Guinness gig.
Well, there's no contract yet.
Oh, okay. So you're just throwing it out there.
That's what I'm drinking. Fucking Bud's dude.
Fuck you, you cocksucker. Fucking hanging out. Fucking talking to him about fucking.
You know what?
It's the first uncircumcised dick of the day.
All right, so you know you're going to fuck him. And then how long do you drink for?
A third of a beer.
I don't know, about 3.5 hours.
Did you make a sip?
Did you make
it? Yeah, we went to a few different places and
so
then we started.
You're going to fuck me. You fuck me?
excuse me. Wait, you want to do the date, Bobby? Let's do the date. You're
I
the
love
guy.
That the Rika's going right for the fucking expensive Heineken's.
Yeah, of course he is.
Actually, I asked for a Bud Light. I
You're
asked
on
for one.
Three, you stupid. You're on three. Slow it down. We got one podcast.
Yeah, I just celebrated 4 years.
Here, take it back.
No, take it. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Lewis. You deserve everything.
Bobby, let's do the date. How quick the date went. You're the guy. I'm Kelly.
Hey, what's going on, Kelly? You
look
great.
Hi, nice to meet you. What's your name?
My name's Greg.
Oh, let's fuck.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you want to fuck?
I'm sorry.
You seem like you got a big dick. You want to fuck?
I do have a big dick. It's uncircumcised. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll suck it face. Do you want to fuck?
Listen, I thought we'd get a drink. Do you
Pound
want
my muff.
I live down the...
Okay, yeah. We have a water. A sip of water. You want to fuck?
I live down the east side. Do you want to take a cab or the train?
What I'll pick it. You can jump on my back. I'll give you a piggyback ride. Let's go fuck.
All right, let's go.
I'll hold you like a baby. Let's go fuck. Can we fuck? Why are we not fucking yet? Let's talk more fucking.
That's Kelly's podcast.
Yeah, you want to fuck again? Do you want to fuck again?
New on the Ryan cast. Let's talk more fucking. All right, so you...
Fucking AC, stupid.
That's the hottest podcast ever.
Dude, I'm sweating my ass off.
And you're not saying it like a brother. You're not saying like, this is the hottest one we ever done. This is fucking hot in here.
It's hot as fucking Kelly's box. Mm-hmm. Listen, so you go home, you go back to his place. You're excited about that. Why? Because you don't have a place.
Because I'm not going to get fucked.
What's up with Roller Girl Kelly?
I don't know. I like it.
That's like some shit that you see where someone's like, we're going to fuck.
Because I never had game before because I was always a little fatty and had a boyfriend for a long time. And now that I'm thinner, like guys can like lift me up. And now I'm starting to get that confidence back where I'm like, fucking, I don't give a shit. Well, you don't want to go out with me? I don't care. I'll move on to the next one. I'm trying to get like that. I'm trying to get the confidence.
You should.
And this is
going
to be a good week for that.
Yeah.
We got another one on Wednesday.
Yeah,
to
stop pointing.
On Friday.
You know what?
Kelly's getting an AIDS this week.
Well, I'll tell you what.
The fuck you, Ader.
Hey, Kelly.
What'd you call it?
I don't know.
The fuckiator?
I don't know. Yeah. I was trying.
I thought it was good. Confident, you asshole.
Kelly, I didn't want to bring this up. Your confidence will probably skyrocket, but I would prefer if you didn't flap your arms around like that. Nothing to make a dick soft.
I flappy arms.
Kelly, you know you can fix those.
Oh, they look fine.
You could fix them by actually working out, just doing a little triceps.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Oh, shit.
Whoa!
Oh, I'm sorry, slut.
I didn't know
that. Don't let this other shit pass.
I have no idea what I look like and what to do to fucking
look great.
My body.
You look great.
Kelly, you're crazy hot. You just have crazy large shoulders.
Yeah, no one's ever told me that I've got big arms before and what I need to do to
Kelly's
fix.
Kelly's got like shoulders like the Legion of Doom.
Kelly. No, they are. They're Chinese swimmer shoulders. That's what they are. I've been doing some steroids.
Wait one second. okay, Kelly.
She's the shoulders
stop,
of a...
Stop. Kelly, I didn't mean...
I know.
I'm fat, too. I mean, I was just saying you can fix...
I'm fat, too.
So you know Bobby's been in a relationship for 20 years.
You do not know how to talk
He's
to women.
He's so
at
awful
all.
With women.
You're awful. Yeah.
I'm just saying that you can fix those atrocious arms. If you don't want...
Hey, Bobby.
The fucking AC went off again.
No, it didn't go off. She's fucking with me.
If you don't want guys to throw up when you're hailing a cab, you can fix that.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, when you're sucking a dick and you actually hypnotize them by accident with your underarms.
I'm like the best lunch lady.
Oh, shit.
No, you, right. I think, Kelly, lately, you've been looking real good.
Oh, thank
you've
you.
You've been looking sexy. And now this week, you're going to fuck somebody else.
We'll see. There's a bartender from a place that I do an open mic at.
Oh, my God. Free drinks. Imagine
Wednesday.
That.
On Wednesday
you've
night.
Done it.
I was really forward with But I was really forward with this guy.
Really?
Like, because he had, like, tweeted
what do you
to
mean,
me.
Really?
He tweeted you? He got pussy off Twitter?
Yeah.
He's making it public.
First of all, you know Kelly has around 1,400 followers now?
That's awesome.
Are you kidding?
That's awesome. That's happening right now?
Mm. How many do you have?
Like 450.
No, he doesn't. I'm
Lewis
looking
is
right
on
now.
The cheapy podcast. Lewis is on the cheapy podcast.
First of all, Hammer Fisting has more Twitters than you know what, dude.
Twitter followers?
Yeah. Hammer really? Fisting has a lot more Twitter followers than you know what, dude.
Who? Who is that? Who?
It's the guy who fucked her the other day.
Who? Oh, Gino Bisconti's coming in.
Gino's coming in.
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you guys.
Gino's doing my other podcast tonight.
Gino's doing the weather and the news for us today. He's bringing...
All right, Gino.
All right, we're going to take a break right now. Let's go back. We're going to take a break, do a couple ads for the show, and do some promos, and we'll be back with Gino Bisconti, Dustin Chafin, and
And more
Lewis.
Story about Kelly getting fucked.
Getting
fit. Show these to Lewis.
Harry
Phil. Gino.
We got new sponsors of the show. You guys want to help support this show. You guys already do by listening. You guys, but here's another way. Amazon.com. You guys buy stuff off Amazon, you buy it from us now. Go to our website.
That was very mafioso. You like Amazon? Well, guess what? Now you go through us.
I know. I'm winging this one. Here's the deal. You want to support the show? Go to our website, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and hit the Amazon button. All the stuff we talk about on Tech Talk, you can get on Amazon. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, you can support our show by just buying it from our page. Go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly Live and hit the Amazon button and purchase your items from there. It will support our show. We make a little kizash off of it, and that makes us look good. Makes us fucking look popular, kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to buy all kinds of stuff for the studio and all that. And also, Gamefly.com, which Dan is very excited about.
Yeah, because you get, especially with the free trial for all fans of the podcast.
That's right. It's a two
DVD. You get a two game. 15-day trial.
Did you read what they...
I don't know how to read.
We got Gamefly, Joe, just as one of the new sponsors on the show. Okay. And you right now, if you sign up, if you go to gamefly.com/YKWD, you can sign up through there. You get a free trial. I think it's 15 days. You get two games. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about Gamefly, if you're a gamer, you know, it's look, I've had the fucking game. I've had $1,000 worth of video games that I didn't play anymore. And I wind up going back to fucking GameStop, returning them, blah, blah, dealing with all that horse shit. Fuck it. You don't have to buy them anymore. If you're going to buy them, you want to make sure they're good first. Make sure you like them. How many games have I gotten I spent $60 on and it sucked?
Yeah, it's the Netflix of video games.
Netflix of video games. You can actually try out the game before you buy or try.
Oh, Jesus, are you fucking dying over there?
It's good that God. Fucking chicken he gave me. That barbecue is burning my throat.
Poison. It was a fucking...
Joe, how could you?
It was a plant from the truth.
Yeah.
It's just I have heartburn right now because that's
well, all your Dick Doherty dates.
You
want to
come,
Bobby? Come over here, do this fucking day for me over at the fucking Akua cool kid.
Anyways, Netflix.com. Go to Gamefly.
Don't go to Netflix.
You cocksucker! You put Netflix in my head.
Well, I was comparing it.
All right, here's two ways you can support the show. Go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly and buy all your Amazon stuff from our page. We'd really appreciate it. I'm going to do it. You guys should do it. And then go to gamefly.com/YKWD and sign up for your free trial. It's awesome. I use it. Dan Soda uses it. Kelly doesn't, but she will if someday she can afford a fucking gaming system.
Coke on Amazon.
Can I get some?
So anyways, that's two new sponsors of the show. All right, we are back. We're back.
Heart attack, right?
We have a special guest. Let me turn his mic off. I mean on. Let me turn it on. We actually have a good friend of mine who I adore. Gino Bisconte is in the house.
Hey, buddy.
Gino.
Hey, buddy.
Gino.
How we doing, buddy?
Oh. Hey, mate.
Gino Bisconte.
It's good to meet you,
What's
dude.
Up, buddy?
It's good to be. Nothing. Same old
Talking to the microphone, stupid.
Do I have to get close to
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you do.
I have the orange microphone. We did a little switcheroo here.
Why?
Well, because I like orange.
Don't squint. I need those the way they're supposed to be
what?
For color codes. So I know whose mic is what.
Really?
See, this is what
really?
I don't like about you.
I don't see. I don't Bobby, like unlike you, I don't see color.
This is what I don't like about you, Gino. Yeah, you shut off.
Bobby.
This is what I don't like
Bobby.
About you. I don't care.
Bobby.
You,
Bobby.
They can't hear you.
Damn.
You know, because you're a control fucking nutball. Shut your fucking mouth.
I'm not.
Oh, whoa.
Never, you don't touch Monster. You don't ever touch Monster Voice's fucking microphone.
Whoa.
He's earned that fucking microphone. Whoa. You walk the fuck in here. You don't own shit. You understand
This is
me?
My fucking, this microphone I had since Bobby's fucking kitchen.
Monster Voice, I got this. Let me take this.
I just got here.
Yeah, so anyway, you're gonna eat the mic. We got Dusty Chaffins in the house. We Yay. Got Louis Gay.
I think Gino might take that.
My girlfriend, after listening to that, questioned me again. She started questioning me if I'm actually straight
she
again.
She should.
She said I'm not allowed to go on a date with that guy.
Yeah, no shit, because you'd suck his cock. You can't go on a date with Kelly because you'd fucking cock block her.
Nice.
We're just talking to Kelly. Kelly actually sucked some dick. Did you suck his dick?
Yeah.
Did you have
she
to pull
went on
back
a date last night for the first
really?
Time. She got some cock last night.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Everyone's really happy for me.
I was listening halfway through. I just assumed you were talking about Gomez, but that's good. You did.
She got some big dick last
Why
night.
Would you make a face like that, Kelly? You fucking bitch.
Hey, don't get mad at her.
Whoa.
She made a face like, oh, I would rather die than suck Lewis's dick.
Yeah, we never. All would.
You sucked a black guy's dick 2 weeks ago.
It's called, better than Puerto Rican.
They're called those people, Lewis.
Jesus Christ. Listen, don't fucking tank my podcast.
Bobby. Listen, oh, it needs my help.
You say
okay.
Bobby again, we're going to fucking shut your mic
Bobby.
Off.
Bobby. Come on. No, don't. Come on.
That's it. You're fucking done. Right. You're fucking done. Right. You don't fuck done. With me. You get it, Spider? Give me the fucking drink, you cocksucker.
Dancing over here.
I said buddy.
Shut your fucking face.
Why is my mic so
like
low?
Dice on Stern.
Sorry, I shut you down.
It's okay.
I apologize.
It's all right.
I had to shut you down just in case. Stupid. Listen, you're not on the morning zoo. You don't get to take over the show, stupid.
Hey, welcome back. We're here with comedian Gino Bisconte. He's going to be performing down at the...
That was some jokes.
I want to fucking ding every quip this shit dick makes.
I'll be at the ha-ha holes.
I bet you this cunt restaurant. Wrote jokes for this fucking show.
I haven't wrote jokes for anything in the past decade.
That's
shows
true.
You know.
You don't write.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, ding. First quippy shit joke. Hey, wait a minute. Don't fucking. This isn't fucking
but
the old
I,
days, asshole.
But I.
Anyways, so Kelly, you went last night back to the guy's place.
Yeah.
Did you just fuck in the hallway, get in and start sucking and fucking? Or
nah.
Did you, was it romantic at all?
Well, he showed me that picture I texted you. With me wearing the pink onesie, that was his.
There Wait, was what?
A whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
You let
whoa.
Him take pictures?
What do you mean a pink onesie was his?
Yeah, I was like,
are you,
his house.
You sure you didn't fuck Lewis?
Because they were showing me this really, like,
someone Lewis is like, I left that at someone's house.
It was like a really baggy, like a, what are those blankets that a jacket's called?
Yeah, gay.
The fucking,
it's called a slanket.
Things, things that will shut you up when you yell rape.
Kelly, do you do...
That's it, Gino.
Do you do sober sex?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Gino Bisconte's coming in like a barrel of nothing. Slow down.
Bobby.
Do what Dustin's doing.
No,
he's
no, no.
picking his fucking moments.
No.
And he's...
No, just sober sex, because I miss...
Go ahead, Dustin.
I miss drunk sex, to be honest. I've been sober 4 years, and sometimes...
Congratulations, by the
thank
way.
You
yeah. said
thank
it five times on the show.
I have. Because everybody's drinking, so I might as well bring it
I'm
up.
Not
it's
drinking.
Hilarious.
I'm
no,
not
no, no, no,
I'm
it's
not
funny.
Drinking.
It's
27
funny.
Years.
I know you haven't.
27?
Right?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. 27. Sorry if you're not good at it.
No, unbelievable.
27 years. What'd you say?
No, but
ding.
I miss that.
Can you please count his hack jokes?
Can I do a tote board, please?
You don't have to miss drunk sex, Dustin.
But I miss that bathroom sex. Bathroom sex was amazing. When you just like...
you know, wreck the sink, and you're just in there, and it's just crazy. You're doing lines, and you're just going nuts.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
fun.
And the water pops up.
Jesus Christ, did she hear perk up when the coke got brought up?
Yeah, sex in a Three Stooges episode.
Good stuff. I miss it.
Want to do some Charlie?
Get some Charlie on the go.
Good shit.
Jesus Christ.
Stick the plate in the microwave.
You go back to his place.
You get kicked out.
Yeah, go back to his place.
Get off your phone.
What are you doing?
Get off your fucking phone.
I was checking the weather, genius.
Get off your phone.
What do you think I'm doing with the phone? I was checking the weather.
We're getting to that. You keep that down.
That's all. But what did you think? What do people do
with
the
phones? You know, Gino Bisconte got me in trouble big time. This cunt. This is what Gino is. This is why I love Gino and I hate Gino.
Where were we?
We were at a college and the guy, black kid, comes up to me. Gay black kid.
Colored fella. Queer.
He goes, he goes like this. He goes, please, whatever you do, do whatever you want, relationships. Just don't degrade women. Don't degrade gay people. And don't be racist. And I go, fucking no problem. Of course. Well, who the fuck would do that? That's almost stupid that you'd say that. This cocksucker, the first three jokes out of his mouth, fucking beating women, fags, and black people.
What's up with the colored whore in the front, faggot?
Yeah.
And the guy standing right next to him, he's like, is he serious? No, I'm sure he'll stop. And then I just keep going.
No, he goes like this. Awesome. He looked at me. He goes, really? Really?
And
I went, I don't know this guy's act.
It was so
I brought him because he makes me laugh in a car.
Could you be any more Italian?
Oh, and he's yelling at me on the right back. You're not clever. You're a mushy mouthed racist. He kept yelling at me 2 hours, and I'm so hungover. Because I have drank in 27 years. Straight.
You need to.
Oh, man.
So you go back to this guy's place.
Yeah.
We got to get to the bottom of this. You go back in. You start kissing right away.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And then how fast was his cock out?
How fast can Kelly's hands open a zipper and grab a dick and pull it out?
Hopefully faster than you can say
it's
that.
Uncircumcised.
Go fuck yourself, Gina.
What's that?
It's uncircumcised, so it takes a while.
Yeah.
It's like, be slow with the corners. I don't want this hooking on a zipper.
Was she a cock slinger? Like a...
Cockslinger.
Like a gunslinger.
I like that.
Quack.
That's one.
That's an album name.
Is his like dick it. Origami? Like the corners? Get it? Come on, Gino. Whip one out.
Where's the bell?
Nuggy
need
dick.
The bell.
You're doing fine without me, dude. Something.
So you go back in and you get his dick out quick.
Quickly. Yeah, it's quickly, an adverb modifying how she took his dick out.
How do you get it from your mouth? How fast is it from your mouth to your fucking puss whack?
I wasn't very long.
So you only sucked his dick for a minute?
No, like longer than that, like probably under 10 minutes.
But did you suck
his dick with a condom on?
No.
But that's not
she's not
girl's.
A hooker.
That's not the girl's choice. Like, did you decide?
Normal girls will suck your dick without a condom, Lewis.
Yeah, they're actually depending on you not having AIDS. Yeah.
Sorry, Dan. Lewis,
did you kiss him on the mouth? Did you take the money first? Was it business before pleasure? Did you get rolled? Oh, did she grab your wallet?
So you sucked his dick good.
Did the driver wait outside?
Was he
happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, good.
Were you looking up at him while you were doing it?
What is the point in a chick's head?
Not really.
Where she goes, okay, I've sucked his dick enough. I want this inside me. What is that point? When do you make that decision?
When I want to have sex.
During drinks?
So it's all
and he was up for it too, though. Like, we got to, like, you know, we're doing it, you know, like 7 minutes, and he was going to come. Like, so we stopped so we could... Like, fuck.
He stopped. He pushed you back. He looked at your shoulders and arms.
I love it. Did he? Sure he did. That's what I do. I'm like, I yell Yahtzee, sorry, and try to rush to the vagina. I don't really have time to make decisions like
that.
Did he go
one?
Did he go down?
That's a threefer.
That's
it's actually one that rear-ended the other.
You're coming way too hot.
Too hot.
He's going to get. He's gassing out.
I love how you think I'm going to slow down. I have two speeds, too fast and what the fuck. That's me, dude.
He's going to punch himself out.
I can't wait for the Twitter comments on this fucking dummy.
Bobby, let me tell you, all 500 of my followers.
I'm going to hit you with this mic. I'm going to hit you with
this mic. God, you're on fifth gear. Go back into first.
See if you can put an L-Y.
Stuke is cutting
nerve. Stuke is gonna kill him. We had nothing.
Did he service you?
No.
Did he go down on you?
No, I didn't want him to.
You didn't want him to.
Do you like that?
Why not?
Yeah, but no, well, because I
don't trust a guy that doesn't go down on a woman.
Yeah, eventually that happens.
Eventually. Like, all right.
What are you, her sister?
What are you talking
honey,
about?
Honey, if he doesn't go down on you.
I don't trust it. I don't trust the man.
Let me tell you something.
Tyler Perry.
In Texas.
Girl.
In Texas.
Girl.
If a man don't put his mouth on my pussy.
Shit.
Look at my pussy.
Shit.
I don't know how they do it up here, but you Yankees are crazy because we don't trust a motherfucker who don't need the pussy downtown. Who the fuck are you? Why would you try?
I appreciate this interview.
Madam Chafin over here.
Now, this is what blows me away is that she sucks his dick until he's about to come, and then she puts it in her pussy without a rubber.
Good.
Right?
No, whoa.
Kelly
rubber. Rubber.
That's the story I'm going with. So she puts it in her box.
No.
She's like,
is this going to... He's gonna bring me to this country for full time.
what kind of
stop
accent
miming,
was that?
That's an Australian.
That's a decent
mic.
Australian accent.
Stop jerking the mic
weeks.
Off, Dan. When you mime that, it's gross. It is so gross.
So you put a rubber. Was it his rubber? Or your rubber?
His. He had some.
What really? Do you call a rubber in Australia?
A franger.
A what?
A franger.
That's right. So you put on the franger. What the fuck?
You got to wear a franger when you're banging ABBA. Yeah. Let's get real, guys.
why don't you and Gino start a podcast?
I don't really make me laugh, though.
We could call it middles. Total refund.
Called middles.
Oh, I like Dustin's the best.
So you put the rubber on. He does he take it out of his pocket? Does he have a basket of them?
It's in the bedside table.
That's so cool.
Did he have a move?
No, he just went and got it.
Okay.
You put it on with your mouth like a true whore?
No, he put it on.
He put it on?
Yeah.
And then you just put it in your
were you sitting there? Were you sitting there wiggling your bottom?
Hey, are we going to fuck?
What kind of condom?
Again, that's Australia.
Yeah, it's like passable.
Like
it's passable.
Like an excited dog is about to go for a walk.
Hang on one second. Gino, stop fucking with my fucking monster voice. Yes, that's the way
it is.
That's
Australia?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just going to go up.
That's a good question. What kind of condom was it?
Yeah.
It was a Magnum.
Yeah, it was.
Whatever.
He's got that big ass. Wow. He's cocky.
Hacky joke fuck.
Yeah. Does anybody in here wear a Magnum?
No, I do.
Sometimes.
Do you really?
Hey, monster voice.
Dan, you wear a fucking...
They're not that big, dude.
They're not that big.
They are
huge. I put one on one time. They are gargantuan.
Because you jerk off into condoms.
I do jerk off into condoms.
You know that?
Shut the fuck up. Wait a minute. You wear a Magnum?
Yeah.
You wear a Magnum?
Sometimes, not all the time.
What the fuck is somebody of Big Dick Day, Little Dick Day?
I do not wear a Magnum.
I know you don't wear a Magnum.
We could have asked. It would have been nice.
I love how...
You just kind of nodded and just passed over me.
You're Italian. We know already. Come on.
Ask me in a genuinely curious voice.
Would you have a fucking monster cock?
Of course he does. That voice. You don't have a little dick with that voice.
Kelly, does Dan have a big dick?
I don't know. I've not seen it.
You've never seen Dan's cock?
No.
Wow.
Let's have a cock off.
Kelly ever?
Plop it out.
You should fuck Dan just for shits and giggles, just to let us know what his cock is.
Yeah.
Would you fuck Kelly?
Yeah.
I say we get donations.
It's the drunk podcast. Drunk and bored enough.
What's the most beers ever drank during the podcast?
I don't know, but if you slam that again, I'm going to fucking slam your head.
Why do I keep getting ultimatums?
Shut the fuck up, because you're annoying. You're like a fucking, like a loud Asian comic.
I will not say a word if you just look at me.
Definitely.
Look at me. Look at me.
Shut up.
Look at me. God damn it.
You're done. Push it away.
Man.
Shut up. You're not going to win. I'm going to throw you out. Phil, get him out.
No.
Get him out.
He's
going to have the bouncers downstairs throw you out off the McDougal Street.
Gino's like a keyboard player that got asked to play on a record, and he's just soloing the whole time. And everyone's like, hey, Gino, no, we actually had stuff.
Gino's just trying to get his own radio show in fucking Rochester.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Gino in the Morning. What a one night. The Wolf.
It's an actual station.
Dan's got one joke.
So here,
you know what? Some pitchers only have one pitch. But I'm into the majors, baby.
I like your fucking joke.
Thank
I like
you.
The fucking
no,
joke.
No, it's a great joke. All right. Why are we avoiding all of this? We got to get back to
what?
Kelly's big dick day.
Yeah. I want to know when you fuck. Now you're fucking the shit out of him. How long do you fuck, first of all?
I don't know.
Does this eliminate the date 25? That we're trying to hook you up with all
no.
these fucking guys?
And also, what
you
position?
Know what? You know what? This is it. I was on top.
Fantastic.
The whole time.
I was on top for the majority of it. And
you
then
made
I went
him
on
come
the
when you're on top.
No.
No,
well,
you
got to
be
top.
Really, got to be really
you
good.
Shut that fan off.
I was on top. And then after a little bit, when I was close to coming, I went on the bottom so I could come.
Oh, he made you come?
Yeah, I've had a lot of tummy sex.
You came?
What? That happens?
Are you a squirter, yeah. Kelly?
Sometimes.
You squirt sometimes? Yeah.
I'll throw up. I'll throw up.
Yeah, really? No, that's awesome.
Mixed with the blood no, coming sometimes. Out of her asshole. Yeah.
Kelly, McDonald's squirt? Special sauce.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I can't watch it on porn. I can't.
Every
I
time
can't
I have mayonnaise and ketchup,
wow, it looks like fucking coffee grounds coming out of her pussy.
Not all the time.
That's fucking.
Did you squirt on this guy?
No.
A little bit.
So no. Normally, I'll squirt if it's from behind. If I come from behind,
can you do it on purpose? Squirt?
Yeah.
What?
Can you do it on purpose? Like I've heard some women can do it on purpose.
That's called pissing yourself.
Oh, okay. They can do that. I can't believe I paid extra for that.
So ding. So.
Thank you for noticing.
Turn it off.
Was
turn
it yellow off. When it came out?
Is that the color of semen yellow? Right? No.
So you fuck him for around 10 minutes.
A bit longer.
A bit longer.
Yeah.
And then you fuck, he comes or you come first?
I come first and then he comes.
Really? Wow.
And then we have a little break and then we go again.
You fuck twice.
You guys did a doubleheader?
Yeah. Wow. That's
I can
nice.
Never do
whoa.
That.
Whoa. You guys co-headlined?
Were you speaking when it happened? Does he like that accent?
There's a lot of, yeah.
Were you talking?
You talk dirty?
I
talk,
yeah.
What did you say? Yeah. I want to know something real quick.
Wait, Dan sort of talk dirty for Kelly.
Yeah. You want to fuck again, huh? Big dick. You want to give me that big dick? Huh? You send me back to my island? Huh? My grandfather was a rapist. Oh, give me that koala. Oh, your dick's like a koala leg.
I apologize.
Put your Vegemite all over my tits. All over my used to be big tits.
It was okay until you went there.
Oh, hey, wait a second.
It was okay until we brought up what used to be.
Did you,
I'm very sad about.
Did you take your titties out?
Yeah.
I wish you didn't fuck with a shirt on like a sociopath. Like a fat guy in a swimming pool.
Like a Lifetime movie.
Like sure, a fucking 40-year-old mom.
I sure
like,
leave my shirt on.
Turn the lights off and I'm leaving my bra on, okay?
I have a towel with Velcro at my house that I wear. I swear to God. I have a towel with Velcro that I wear. It's like a skirt, a man's skirt. I bought it for $4 at TJ Maxx. It's a polo towel with
Velcro.
And
you put it around your top?
No, I put it around my bottom and it's. I just have my junk on it. So a lot of times I'll fuck with it.
Oh, that's hot. Hilarious.
Dawn hates it. She's like, why do you wear the fucking skirt, you homo? So you fuck again.
Yeah.
Did you come again?
Yeah.
Get the fuck. Who is this
come,
guy?
I always come.
Superman?
No, it's not him. It's me.
But if it's the first time, you can probably, like, look.
Yeah, but not the first time for her, but first time with him.
Was it the first time he banged you?
It was, but I know my body. I know my body, and I know how to come. I can't come when a guy goes down on me. That's why I'm not that keen on it, because I'd rather just come.
It's because he's throwing up. Why is there so much extra skin down here?
That was a good one, Bobby. That was really good. That was a really good one. Really.
Thank you.
Stop sucking up, because God, listen to this guy. Come on.
So, go ahead,
I know my body, so yeah. I know that's, like, it's me.
Because you have passion.
I do have passion.
I want you to. To mm-hmm. fuck me again. Yeah. And again.
So you sucked his dick again?
Yeah, I did.
So you tasted your own pussy?
No,
that's sexy as shit.
No, because
I like when a girl likes that.
Oh, yeah. You took the condom off before
after
you sucked it again?
Yeah.
You didn't suck the little
because
jelly
donut? Because I
wanted
donut? Him to get...
No.
Yeah, because it was kind of half hard, so I just brought him to the...
So you popped this thing off, and it's...
And we waited a bit, and then...
Did you wipe his cock off, or you let the cum dry?
Maybe he
no, I didn't
wipe
it.
It
was like, no. Oh,
so
no.
It was just
whoa, cum and pussy.
So you sucked the little cum.
It didn't taste like it, but
what it tastes. I didn't say it tastes like fluffernutter.
No,
I'm not saying you.
I don't care.
All right, so you sucked his dick.
Yeah,
and then you got it hard.
Yeah, I had to get pole position again.
Really? What the fuck is that?
It's like back in line, like race cars. They go pole position.
So she had to fuck you from behind.
No,
I don't understand.
What did you
they reposition
understand?
For the race. They get ready
to
race again.
It was a joke
again.
That fell flat. Like, why are you explaining the joke
I fucking hate
for?
That joke. Can I have another water because my fucking mouth tastes like shit from that joke.
Should have brought whiskey.
It's because you made me explain it. Anyway, yes?
Oh, because I didn't get it.
No, and then I went on top again, and then we did a little bit from behind, and then I went on the bottom and
can
again.
You pass
again.
Me that, Kelly? And can you stop being nervous when you're telling me the story? Well, stop wrapping my expensive head.
She's
cord.
Horny. She's actually frustrated. That's why she's playing with the cord.
Ready to go again. Pole position.
Hey, all right.
So you fucked again. He came again?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
You saw it? He didn't fake it.
Wow.
He faked it.
Wait, in the guy's defense, or any of
what are you? Is it you?
No, I took the.
I wouldn't be here. I'd be like taken out of billboard.
I took the.
I don't like that you and Phil have the same 5 o'clock shadow.
I'm saying, if it's the guy's first time with a hot chick, then yeah, you can do it 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, but it's not his first time. What about Kelly? It's his first time with Kelly.
Yeah, see, that's pretty good.
That was easy. You know what? That was way too easy.
I had mine in the chamber. You had yours, and I heard you bang, but I still pulled my trigger.
You just shot each other. That's all that happened there.
You won't ever know. You were still there.
No. I took the condom off the second time around and was coming there.
You checked if there was
No. I took it off.
What kind of weirdo does that? Like the end of an otter pop? She's like, there it is.
So he did come again.
Yeah.
Was it the same amount?
It wasn't the same amount.
Right.
Don't write anything on there.
Don't.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Gino, I'm fucking not kidding. Did you just write on there,
no.
You fucking
no.
dumb
no.
cunt?
No.
You have to write under the table.
I will fucking fight you.
I will not fight you.
Settle down.
I will not fight you.
You're getting stupid. Settle the fuck down.
The marker
Settle the fuck down, Bisconte. You're getting out of line.
But the marker.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't want you on my side, Cheswick.
I'm not your fucking father. All right? Shut the fuck up and settle down. Just talking to the mic when you get something to say, and that's it. And at the end, you get to sign. All right? You get to do promos and all kinds of fun shit, you 9-year-old.
Right, hey, buddy.
Hi, how you doing?
Sorry about that. Lost in
just because there's a pen on the table doesn't mean you fucking start
begging me to
shut the fuck up. Bisconte's a fucking, he's like a 9-year-old.
What?
He comes in, am I out of my mind? He's on fire.
Happy to see you guys.
I'm happy to see you guys. Back to cocksucker.
So wait, Kelly, you didn't spend the night. You just fucked him and left.
Dan, ask me, say, Gino Bisconte wants to come on the show again. Hey, no.
I know where it
is. Justin, please ask me if Gino Bisconte wants to come on the show.
Hey, is Gino.
No!
I can't wait till I just show up and buzz on a Tuesday afternoon. They let anyone in.
Yeah, they also kick a lot of people out,
Nuh-uh.
Too. Oh, they'll
Nuh-uh.
Kick you out.
Yeah, no, they won't. Oh, Nuh-uh.
I want to go back to Red Shoe Diaries with Kelly Fastuca.
No, but can you have a commercial for that?
Yeah, all right.
This week on Red Shoe Diaries, an Australian immigrant finds an uncircumcised penis in the Lower East Side.
Oh, you gonna fuck me? You gonna fuck me? Can you please fuck me?
Would you?
Yep.
So you fuck, and then what'd you do? Did you snuggle?
No, snuggled for like 10 minutes,
you
and then
snuggled?
I went home. And then I went home.
You have a
and
hard time with fucking hugging people.
No, I don't. But I want to go home. I wanted to sleep in my own bed.
That's awesome.
You have a bed?
Yeah.
Oh,
she cloned you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. So you fucking took off. Are you gonna see this guy again?
Maybe.
Does he have a good job?
Yeah, he does.
What
really?
Does he do?
Yeah, he does .com stuff. Internet stuff.
Well, that sounds safe.
Well, she just... He fucks Australians and puts pictures of them on the internet.
That
makes
me so
It's called myaussiebang.com.
It's a teddy cam.
I don't like that Gino points to people when they get a good one. Hey, what are you, a coach? Oh, you're never coming back.
Good
job.
I didn't make a sound.
Never coming back.
Bobby. Just said you're right, Bobby. That was a good point, Bobby. Well made. Bobby.
You know,
don't tap your feet. Say, I did that for you.
Oh, yeah. Esty's downstairs. Relax with your feet.
She doesn't hear me.
Nobody.
Hi, Esty.
I wonder why. I'm your friend. I don't like you.
Jesus Christ.
You always return my calls.
I do.
You always text me right back.
This guy fucking scared me because when I was texting him for the show, he wrote back a message that went, I said, what kind of drink do you want? And he goes, daddy likes.
Daddy likes that.
And it scared the shit
coffee.
Out of me. And I texted Dan going, what the fuck does this mean? Why did he write this to me?
Just the phrase we used to say back home. Oh, daddy likes.
Were you the Wanderers? When back
I'd
home?
I'd never met him before.
57?
Daddy likes. You want whiskey? Daddy likes.
And I didn't even met him before. It freaked me out. I was like, Dan, is this guy cool? He's like, yeah, he's awesome.
Did it
he's
really
the best.
Freak you
Gino's
out?
Gino's a rapist. Whatever. Deal with it.
But I was like, what
Gino,
the hell?
You have a girl, right?
Yeah.
For
sure.
A while, right?
Oh, a while.
How long?
God, 8 years.
Really?
Engaged. We're engaged. Yeah. We're engaged.
You getting married?
Man,
get
we're engaged.
The
Mazel tov.
Where you live in? Where do you live?
In Brooklyn.
You live
but
in
she
Brooklyn?
Lives with me now, yeah.
I thought you lived in like Maryland or some shit.
I do a trivia show like every other week in Delaware. Like
in
all
Delaware.
Big stars do. That's just me rubbing your nose in my success.
You do a trivia show? What the fuck is that?
Think,
is that 85?
Think,
do you do you play Clue too?
It's the god, dude.
Gino hosts bingo.
I literally I won't do that. In case you heard, I don't do that no more.
Gino's got a great voice.
Go home and get your bingo marker.
10 years. You keep waiting for it. Doesn't die out.
Gino's girl's hot too, man.
Yeah.
She's way out of his
but
league.
But she's crazy.
Is that
she
what
out
it
of your
is?
League. Yeah. You're batting above your average.
You're crazy.
Yeah. Well, no, I have my shit together.
You're like a shithouse rat.
I really am.
Yeah, you are.
I don't understand.
You're a little chihuahua.
You're a fucking loon. And but you're a good looking guy.
Handsome
you're
fella.
You're the big ragu. I went from rags to riches.
I let my hair get long for this.
Yeah,
dude.
You really do. You fucking should be protecting Laverne and Shirley. And drinking Pepsi with milk, you fucking homo.
That's the only reason you had me on so you could do the big ragu joke.
No. I had you on. We had you on because I want you to. You, his voice, Gino's voice, as long as I've known him, if anybody should have his own radio show, it should be Bisconte. Listen to this fucking
He's always telling me, I don't care for your weather on the nines, stupid voice. Lottery, whatever.
He's listen to
like
that
it.
Voice.
It's a good voice. Good radio.
He's got a great voice.
Yeah. It's a fantastic voice.
Hey, you got read the weather. Well, let's read the weather. Watch this. This is how great he would be as a weather reading. All right, so this is, you know what, dudes? Radio show, if we were a radio show. Monster Voice, we're going to kick it over to the weather for Gino Bisconte.
Right. Hold on, I'm Googling.
Worst weatherman
you're
ever.
Fired.
Hey,
do a helicopter.
Talk, you don't what? Talk until he announces you.
Okay, hit the post. Go again.
Don't tell us what we're doing. It.
I'm looking at Fastika's once huge breasts, okay? I apologize.
You didn't even say my name, right? Right.
Faustica.
No.
Swashtica. What?
Nope. We're the comedy cellar. No.
I'm not the one that spray painted them all over Brooklyn.
Hey, everybody. And we'll be back in 2 weeks after we regroup.
Now, we'll be back next week. And we're going to fucking turn this cocksucker in. Yeah. If you like Gino Bisconte, you email us at ykwd@riotcast.com. If you don't like him, please email Gino.
What's that?
What's your email?
Twitter me, Gino Bisconte.
Oh, please.
No, wait, by the way, Gino I have no idea. I've been friends with Gino for like
Look
5 years, 6 years at least. I have no idea how to spell that.
Bisconte?
Gino Bisconte? G-E-N-O.
We were talking about that. It was B-I-S-C-O-N-T-I, but when my relatives came over, they made it an E, you know, because that's
how it sounds. So it's E.
It's Bisconte, B-I-S-C-O-N-T-I.
No, I bet
I love the
first
fact
name.
That you told Lewis how to spell Gino.
Yes.
I was just so racist. Dumb Spanish guy.
Habla inglés?
But my real name's Eugene.
All right, so right now, the YKWD, we're going to add a little weather to the program, a little weather and news.
Also, don't forget to listen all morning this week. Jen and the Bear giving away $10,000. Now we're going to go to the weather with Gino Bisconte. Wait, Gino. You got to do the bear, though. Jen and the Bear.
421 weather. Beautiful day for you.
No,
your
hey, guys. You got to say hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Gino. What's going on
out
there?
Hey, good, good. How about those blacks playing basketball down on 4th Street? This is Gino in the chopper. A beautiful day here, people. 79 degrees in the city. Here's your drive time traffic. Mix of clouds and sun. High today of 76. Winds 5 to 10 miles an hour coming out of the east. Speaking of coming out, how are you doing, Dan? Tonight, few clouds. Low of 69. Tomorrow, first day of summer, gonna get hot. Gonna be very hot. In the upper 90s. 97 is the prediction. The record's 98 degrees, but we're gonna see how that is. Speaking of hot and sticky, how's everything with you, Bobby? I know you switched from boxers to briefs.
Well, Gino, you know I'm trying to lose weight. I'm on the Medifast. Proud sponsor of the show.
Oh, guys,
you're trying to lose
on.
Weight. I have a tape of Dustin CD. That makes me lose my appetite.
Hey. You do have my act. All right.
Does he? Not remotely, no.
Does he do your act?
He does a few jokes, but he denies it.
Not remotely.
Gino's
Dustin versus Gino.
Gino's a hack. Gino's a hack. Wait a minute. What does he really do? Your jokes? You
no.
Just
he did
the. Oh, you've done a couple.
Ooh.
Name one. Watch this. Name
the
one.
Science fiction
this
joke.
Is getting
that,
real.
I wrote
I love
that
this.
Way before you.
Which one?
The one about the Cosby Show, Science Fiction Channel.
Okay.
I did that way before you did.
Wait one second. Let me just.
We've talked about this.
What's the joke? What's the joke?
All right, his okay. My
don't
joke.
Make
hang on, hang on one
don't
second.
Make me do this to him.
Hang on.
What are you
going
to do to me?
Just stop right
what are you going to do to me? What are you
going
to do to me?
Bobby,
nothing.
Bobby,
I'm just
Bobby.
We're going to decide who wrote it.
Bobby.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yes.
boxing intros.
All right, go ahead.
Fighting out of the red corner, hailing from Texas, with 4 years sobriety under his belt, he is currently the cowboy of Manhattan, Dustin the Sheriff Chafin.
All right.
And in the blue corner.
Hey, buddy.
Originally from Delaware and parts unknown.
Technically Vineland, New Jersey.
He's been on the podcast for 5 minutes
and
said a combined 30,000 words.
Thank you.
He is the current weatherman for the You Know What Dude podcast.
Thank you very much.
Gino. Visconti.
Living in America.
He is fine.
I just hit my head on your top.
Which one?
Living in America.
All right. Fucking sound effects.
We're doing this.
Bing, bing.
All right, here we go. All right. Tell me the joke.
We're going back to the lantern, by the way.
Lantern.
Wow. Okay.
You don't have to tell
Village
us the shit.
I'd like to know that.
No, no, no. That's
we know
important.
It's not Caroline's or the Comedy Cellar.
No, no, no. It's important.
Or Gotham.
Maybe well, Stand Up New York. If you like
I was past the cellar. Anyway. Okay. No, it's a joke. We, you know, when Hillary was running for president, it was, you know, she was.
Hang on 1 second.
What?
That's Bill Clinton's wife. She ran for president last year.
Bobby's talking to me
no,
right now.
No, you're going, really, you're to going too fast. It. Sometimes people vote. Okay. And when people vote, is that.
All right, you know what?
Ooh.
I will
call INS on you right now and get you fucking some back your shit.
Bitch,
country.
I got a green card. I'm not.
What do you think they're
going
to do to you?
All right, let me take it back further. It's actually not Hillary. What it was they had a television show that came out. It was a television show that came out about a female president.
Yes.
She was, I don't know if you remember it, was on NBC or something.
Yep.
And the thing was, female president, you know,
Gina
TV
Davis.
Show. Yeah. Running for president.
Yep.
This should be on the science fiction channel.
Right.
That was my joke.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Can I finish myself?
Sorry. Hang on.
It's like, this is on NBC. It should be on the science fiction channel. Then you did a joke about Cosby having the kids, being a doctor. Let me finish. Can I finish?
Let him finish.
Can I finish?
About being a doctor, a black guy being a doctor, a female being a lawyer, a black female lawyer. That should be on the science fiction channel.
Yes. Now.
Oh. Are you done?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, now. Sorry, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, the jury, I would like to offer into evidence the IMDb. I would like you to check when this TV show came out called The American President.
Yes,
I believe it was 2003, 2004.
Right.
I would also like to submit into evidence my CD, This Isn't What I Do for Fun, which we know if I want to have fun, I'm going to do an abortion clinic with a pack of condoms and yell, am I too late? Didn't mean to bring up your prom, Kelly.
Ding, ding, ding.
If
ding,
you listen to me,
you are the hackiest radio guy ever. And we're not even radio. We're a podcast.
Move to strike. My point is, move to strike. I also do domestic violence jokes. My point is, if you look at when my CD came out with this joke on it,
yes,
it came out before The American President ever aired.
Right.
I ask you, what kind of magic bullet punchline is this that he wrote a joke about a show that aired after my CD came out?
Whoa.
And right, here's another thing.
Let's.
I apologize.
We, do you have
squad
on IMDb when this fucking, can you prove that? Can you prove this?
Then just it came on IMDb.
Hey, mister. Hey, Dutch Cutter is talking to you right now.
Just go on IMDb.
Dusty.
What? I don't like.
Gino, have you. You know, have you been known to maybe lift a joke over your life?
What? No.
Really?
Are you calling fucking jokes?
Does anyone here think I lift jokes? I mean,
yes,
honestly,
we all do.
Do you really?
I'm a follower.
I've never in my life. Name one I've lifted.
I don't, but you talk too much, so I do.
Right, and that's fine, but honest to God, like, I've always said this. If anyone
don't
thinks,
bring God
like,
into it.
Honest to
bring
Allah. I honestly think.
Bring Lewis's God.
You've admitted it. You've admitted it
no,
to me.
No, I've just gone along with your gag, but I've never stolen a joke. I think that's the worst thing you can do.
Actually, your jokes are probably
the worst thing you can do.
That's a good one. That's a real good one.
Yeah. He even steps on my joke.
You
don't shut the fuck up.
I'm defending myself here.
No. You don't. Ugh, you make me sick.
Sorry, buddy.
That's all right. Darn, buddy.
I didn't think you were doing it consciously. I just think you because
a
lot
that's
of comics.
That's even
first
worse.
Of all,
you know.
Here's the thing.
Okay, it's
I'm
not
say,
a cop out.
I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something. If you accuse somebody or say that somebody's lifting a joke, everybody always goes, "Well, I'm not saying you're really doing it. If he's doing it, he's fucking doing it."
I would want to be called out on that.
Look at the Dane. Look at the Dane Louie thing. He claims it wasn't conscious.
That was a premise. That wasn't a joke. A joke?
No, that was a joke. That was a similar joke.
The premise.
The one about the guy on the street was very. That was pretty much the same joke about lookout, whatever. It was the same joke.
Well, it was also the name your kid anything.
Yeah, but that was the same premise. Steve Martin did the joke before any of them. Yeah. You can go back and find.
Yeah,
that
no,
joke.
You could keep doing that all day. I mean, okay. Red Fox wrote a joke called, you know, I hate black. I like black people, but I hate Negroes. Like, he did that joke.
What?
That was Red Fox.
Oh.
He did. I like black people, but I hate Negroes.
I thought
Negroes.
That was Gino.
Well, why'd you bleep him out? Bobby said, what? I don't like either of them. Why'd they dump that? Who'd I lift that from? Stop it.
I was a good
and
one.
He also used
I
dump,
know that.
Like,
but
we're
God forbid,
on the radio.
I would think if anyone thought I stole jokes, they'd be like, hey, asshole, don't do that.
I didn't think you stole.
You got that look.
I didn't think you stole a joke. Look. I'm just hearing for the first time.
I did this joke about hitting woman with a chicken and saying I liked it.
You and I do a similar thing. Lampinelli does a similar thing. There's,
right.
It's just when you do those kind
That's
of jokes,
hack
they've
material.
Been hacked. Yeah. Yeah, it is hack. It is hack. It is hack.
Now, did I
it's like, you're doing race jokes. I'm doing race jokes. So they're all, right. You can't really. A stereotype is a stereotype. It's not going to be.
Gino,
you know.
Do you steal jokes?
Never. But here's the
stop,
thing.
Stop. Stop. Do you steal jokes?
No. I'd right, hate then, myself if I did.
Do you buy that? Do you cool with that? Wow.
I don't
There's
think you steal jokes.
Fucking
I don't think you steal
here.
Jokes, and I would never do that.
There's a
to
way
you.
Deeper thing here
I,
right
I
now.
I care about you, and I would never do that, especially
I know,
on this.
But that's
but
the thing.
I'm
like, I always go with the joke, but I. Here's the thing. I'm not sitting here saying I don't steal jokes. I don't, but I'd like to think about it.
You know that
I
your
did,
voice
like,
comes up on everybody's microphone? Literally. Everybody's
I would
microphone
like to think if anyone thought I was
voice.
Like, I've had jokes that are similar to others, and I just stopped doing them.
Right.
In fact, when's the last time you heard me do the Cosby joke? I just don't like talking
Way
about black
too
people.
Soon. Yeah. That's it. No,
well, there was a joke, too. I mean, similar stuff like that. I had a joke similar with a few guys about when Osama bin Laden and all that shit and the girls with the thing. It was Afghan Girls Gone Wild where you lift up the thing.
Yeah,
goes,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
Adam
I had,
Hunter. Yeah.
Yeah, I had some. Well, Adam Hunter, there was three other people that did it. I did it. On TV, and then there was three other people that did it on shows with me in LA after. Yeah. Lonnie Love did it in front of me. I was like, you know what? This fucking joke is too universal.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's out there. That's like, remember Armageddon. Is that the one with the black president?
No, that was Deep Impact.
Deep Impact had the black president.
You know what he's talking about, Kelly.
There was a
black guy, Deep Impact.
Ding.
Black president, science fiction channel.
You know what?
Sci-fi.
I'm with you, Gino. I thought that was funny. Deep Impact.
Fuck it. Unding. Unding. I'll take
it. That was good.
I'll trust the Mexican. I know, Puerto Rican. Probably Dominican. But listen.
My Benelli joke.
They had,
That was my joke, I thought.
There was, he goes, 100-foot wave. The whole world ending because of a friggin' an asteroid. I can buy all that. I can buy all of it. But a black president? Come on. That was a joke that went around. A lot of people had, too. Like five or six people had.
It's my closer.
Is it really?
No. Yeah. To this day.
I know. Can I be jokey, too? Why does you joke, then I joke, but then it's serious when I do it. So I don't think that you're a fucking... Even if you did the joke... It's so out there, you can't really fucking, you can't.
Right, but we always joke about it, but I don't defend it because I think it's ridiculous, you know? Right, and I don't think,
all right,
I think if Dustin really thought that and I'm defending you now, we wouldn't be buddies.
No,
we're not
Dustin
buddies, are we?
You
don't like
you.
No,
nobody in this room likes you.
It'd be funny if I ran out crying, wouldn't it? It'd be funny.
If you cried, it would make me so happy.
Hey, look, I'll be the first to say, you know, I was a dick for thinking that. If that's the truth, that's the truth.
What's
and we can squash that on the show. There's nothing wrong with squashing. And don't say that I'm backing up, because if this is what happens,
I don't think you're
you know,
up. I didn't say
I'm
that.
Just saying, no, but you were saying
no,
thing about like,
when you
probably...
give somebody an excuse. When you give somebody an excuse, when you say so, you accuse somebody of something, and then you give them the excuse to actually do it and get away with it. Fuck that.
Okay.
If you want to squash it, that's fine.
Yeah, that's but all I want to do. Is
I don't think that you go like this. You know, well, maybe you didn't know. Fuck off.
Okay.
That's the old thing.
That's true.
If
you're
I
right.
know you, you fucking know me. Don't pretend not to fucking know me.
But do you understand? The point is, if I really
that
thought.
But you seem real and honest about it. So obviously.
Yeah, but we
I just
joke
thought
because
we were at the Lantern and I did it at the Lantern so many times. You were there.
I like this.
And then we, you know, I saw you do it at Caroline's and then I was just like, you know, just
but
maybe
I've been doing
that's
it forever.
Making me
we
feel
just
like that.
All notice. Yeah. When we just all notice that there's a heated debate, there's both sides. And we just, I'm in it. Everybody's in it. We just got to notice that neutral Dan will not speak when we're serious.
Well, here's the thing.
They both book me.
Both guys.
I don't book him.
I have no fucking heat.
Are right in their own way.
But do you understand? Like this
we
is,
do. Shut up.
But
we,
But the thing is, we are so similar that I won't put you on a show I'm on just because we do some of the same types of jokes. I won't put you on the same because it's like so redundant.
And I'm not past at the clubs you'd want to put me to.
It's so redundant when we're on the same show together. You know it is.
Dustin, can I disagree with you? Yeah. I used to book shows, and I used to book both these guys on my show back in the day. I don't
booking shows anymore, by the way, for some
it's
reason.
It's redundant.
I don't think you guys are similar at all. I really don't.
Well, I don't think you know that much about, you know, putting the show together.
What the fuck is going on with
that? Now Louis getting into it. Get into it, Louis.
You have to pay attention.
Poster dog.
Trust me, man. You have to pay attention.
What the fuck?
You wonder why Martin O'Keefe is poster dog.
Dustin is mad aggressive today.
No, Dustin is Dustin. This is Dustin. He just speaks his mind. But, I mean, maybe he's right.
You don't do it anymore, and that's a good thing. You don't want to do this. Trust me, you don't want to do it.
I used to book a great show. What are you talking
about?
It was pretty good. It was unbelievable.
Best show. It was pretty good.
Dan Soder.
Because he was on it.
I'm going to say I heard it was pretty good for my friend Doug.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's pretty good. With the budget you had to work with, pretty good.
Get the fuck out of here.
And that's the key. That's a key to a good show.
Sentences.
That's a key to a good show.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Allergy forecast today. Grass allergy, very hot. No activity for weed pollen.
See, there you go.
But you understand, like, this is what I mean. Like, the reason we never really addressed it is because but a good comic is always writing another joke. Try and pay attention to this, Lewis. But if you don't worry about, like, the people that.
I would have dinged that if you didn't fucking like it last
one. But the people that really bitch about someone stealing their jokes, I've always said, and I think we all agree, that's why we joke, is because people, if you're not writing new jokes, then you're like, I've got to protect this. Joke. It's mine.
Yeah, right. I don't do it anymore. No, but I think there's a way out of that.
Wait, what? Write jokes?
There's a way out.
you'd have to have done it to stop.
Good job. You had to get me back. It was good. Give me some.
You can actually write personal, and you don't have to fucking. When you write personal, the shit that only happens to you, instead of looking in the newspaper.
Like a stupid story about chicken and hitting a girl with it. Go on, Bobby.
Oh,
no. I mean, I'm going to let people laugh if they laugh. Yeah. But
they're not going to. Don't worry.
But see, I trust our friendship enough to bring it up.
Right.
And like, I, you know, I this is supposed to be a real show, so I had to bring
up
something.
But it's not like
know.
That's our closer. We're, like,
we're
both
supposed to be real. Like, we're supposed to be honest.
And I love
what
it.
I mean.
But it's not like we're digging in like, oh, that's our closer. It's not like we're sitting there saying
I haven't used that joke in 5 years. I get it. I'm just, you know.
And he still closes with it.
I don't do it anymore. It's on my CD.
Wait, can I do this joke if nobody's doing it? It's a great joke.
Do you really have a CD or a tape? Let's just be real.
It's on CD Baby.
Gina's got an 8-track.
Okay, a single?
Gina Visconti.
Where is it?
And I'm working on a second
one. In his mom's basement.
If you take out the word knock, it's only like 20 minutes.
You have two CDs. Joe DeRosa has three. We get it. You can just make a CD.
Why do you hate on
Joe DeRosa? Do you just like black and white photocopy?
It was taped in Salt Lake City, Nevada. There you go.
That's Utah.
You played Did I say Nevada?
He did.
Yeah. Well, what a fucking dum-dum.
You played Gino's album on one of those big giant fucking...
It was mixed by George Glass.
That's what we do next week. We play a little piece of Gino's album.
Hey, CD Baby. It's right there.
No, but you got to play it on one of those big record players with the big cones as a fucking...
Really? How does a big cone make it funny? Really?
8-track would have been funny.
8-track's not bad.
I said 8-track 3 minutes ago.
This writing meeting really is gone south.
I could give you a VHS tape of it. I thought we were all doing old modes.
I love the fact that this is just getting really vicious. I'll tell you who fucked it up. I'll tell you who brought in the shit.
The Puerto Rican.
This fucking podcast was vibing, fun. We were all laughing.
It's gonna be me.
And then you know who fucked it up?
It's going to be me, is it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Phil. Is it me?
Bobby, I'm sorry.
It was Phil.
There's no black people here. I'm stumped.
Yeah, there is.
Oh my God! See, you can't see them. You really gotta focus.
Jesus Christ!
He's right, Dominican.
We gotta wrap this up.
No.
We do.
Fuck.
It's an hour and a half.
What?
Over an hour and a half because you fucking have 10,000 more words than everybody else.
I just got here.
Wait, you didn't say
it's because there's
it
a
up.
Black guy by the door. You're nervous. Admit
it. Fucked it up.
I'm nervous of him.
Yeah,
he's not black. He's Dominican.
He's too
close
white.
Enough. He'll do.
Bobby, who fucked it up? You didn't say.
Dust. I mean, fucking. What's your name?
Gino.
Gino.
Although Gino. I used Dustin name in my intro. I'm still.
You should because you have his act.
You're gonna be wearing a cowboy hat soon.
Going nowhere in this business.
We know.
I know.
Stop
I know.
Announcing it.
Soder's riding shotgun.
Listen,
okay.
Shoder's on his fucking.
Shoder, really? You think you know your co-host's name? Shoder.
Killed it. I mean, there's a buzz about the Montreal Chicago. You fucking annihilated.
Oh, Chicago?
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah. Oh. Mm. Just go with it, dumb dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.
Ooh. You're neutral, Dan, on everything else except compliments for you, you fucking dumb dumb.
Just say thank you.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
Thank you.
Anyways, Gino, where can you get your CD?
Just go to cdbaby.com.
Cdbaby.com. What's the name of it? What's the name of it?
This isn't what I do for fun.
This is Gino Bisconti. You got a website?
GinoBisconti.com.
Where are you doing bingo next?
Quizzo. I'll be at a
He's hosting a mud wrestling tournament in...
I'll be in stand-up New York this week.
Stand-up New York. All right. Where are you, Dustin? What's going on? What can we promote for you?
You can also buy his CD on DustinChapin.com.
Ding.
I'll be at Stand New York, too. See, that's going to be the test this weekend.
We should
that's
going
to be the test. That's going to be the test.
No, you're on the book show. I'm on the 5 o'clock on Saturday.
All right.
All right, Louie, where are you going to be
at? Hold on.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I also like just to plug Hip Hop Radio with Kyle Grooms on PNCRadio.fm.
Fucking great time. I was on the show. You should have some of these guys on.
Absolutely.
I've been on.
I've had them all on, yeah.
You have Kelly on?
No, not yet. We'll get her
no
on.
No way.
All right, cool. Go ahead, Lou. What do you got?
Go to Louis J. Gomez. Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. I shortened it. GomezComedy.com and at Louis J. Gomez on Twitter. The only thing that I got big coming up, I'm going to be doing the Mayhem Festival cruise in December. It's docking out of Miami, so it's a big cruise with Hatebreed and Lamb of God and a bunch of metal acts and me. So, it's pretty awesome, guys. And check out my podcast, hammerfisting.com, if you're an MMA fan.
Funniest one on the fucking...
By far. Every other fucking MMA podcast sucks. We have the best one out there, so
really
check
good.
It out.
Check it out, riotcast.com.
It's really good.
All right, let's thank some unofficial sponsors. We want to thank Laugh Button, Laugh Button Live.
It's just Laugh Button.
Laugh Button, sorry. Laugh Button. I want to thank Laugh Spin. We want to thank Yowzer Fitness. If you're a fat fuck, go to yowzerfitness.com. Get yourself a nice treadmill. Go to GoRunner. .com and I want you guys, if you guys, we have this new studio now, we're gonna actually try to fill it with some fan stuff, so if you guys want to send us something that we put on the table, on the wall, or in the studio, please send it to us. Make sure it's not fucking anthrax or you know, a fucking knife with blood on it. You can send it to 676A, no spaces, 676A 9th Ave, number 424, New York, 10036. YKWD or Robert Kelly, you can send it under, and we'll put it around the studio. So when we take these photos that we're taking every week with fucking Harry Phil and Gay Joe and fucking Sexy Linda, you guys can you'll see your stuff in the studios. Whatever you guys want to send, and it can be to anybody on the show.
Is Tatiana coming back anytime soon?
Tatiana might be coming back.
We had. I don't know if you noticed on Twitter on Saturday night. Me and her had a little conversation on Twitter.
About what?
Where we dared each other that if she comes back on, I have to show my tit as well.
If you show your tit,
Do
you think Tatiana... Yeah.
Because she was like, she goes, if I come back, I'm out of steam. I'm out of steam. I can't.
You flat tired
that. I want to make sure that we... I want all our fans right now to make sure you go to iTunes, review, and subscribe. I don't give a fuck if you get it off my app or you get it off of Riotcast. Go.
Your award-winning app, Bobby.
Award-winning. You're absolutely right, Gino.
You're welcome, Bobby.
Thank you, Gino. please go to iTunes, review, and subscribe, because that's how we stay in the top 100. We actually want to try. I don't know if we can. We got enough listeners right now. We only have 400 reviews, I would think. Okay, which is a lot if you look at other people's reviews. That's up there with Burr and all these guys. Not really, but it's kind of near there. But
very funny, Bobby. That was very funny.
But if you guys subscribe and leave a review all in one day, we just shoot to the fucking top. So I say July 4th weekend, right? What's that date? You got a calendar on?
It's a Wednesday.
Is it a Wednesday? Fuck that.
Wednesday.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Ready?
I think I have a trivia show.
The 7th. The 7th is the date that you're going to Vegas.
Why don't we ask it as a trivia question and you can answer it? Nothing. All right. No, hello. 2-2-2-2-2-2. Okay. Listen, that weekend. Let's do it on the 5th. July 5th, the next day after July 4th, as you can figure that out if you
Thursday.
Thursday.
For those of you scoring it.
Go to iTunes and subscribe and review. All in one day. Let's get a fucking million of them in. Let's get around 1,000 of them in so we can shoot to the top and stay up there. Because then people will see us. We'll get a bunch of new listeners. Keep spreading the word and all that jazz. And I want to say a very special thanks to Dan Soda. Mm-hmm. And a happy birthday.
When's your birthday?
Thanks, buddy.
When's your birthday today?
34.
48. Turning 48. My ex-wife, Donna.
How old are you, buddy?
29.
29, wow. Man.
That's when's your birthday?
One. On Sunday.
Sunday. Well, this would have played already.
Partly cloudy Sunday with a high of 79, low 66. Chance of precipitation. Ah, damn it!
Yeah.
It might rain.
Well, I'm Gino's a mush mouth.
Gino's a mush mouth. Gino's a mush mouth.
You take that back!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You just scream. You just ruined the podcast. All right, so a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear Dan Soder. Alex Smith is a joke. The Niners have no chance.
Fuck you.
Happy birthday to you. Harbaugh's lost the clubhouse for chasing Peyton Manning.
And many more.
And Gino ruins everything.
we're just trying to do something nice. It's all right.
I'm going to see the Alabama Shakes in Central Park. Band I was telling you about at South by Southwest.
Yeah, that's great. I want to thank the fans. Next week, we're actually going to thank. I don't have these my computer, so I can't thank them.
Do you want to?
I want to thank all the fans that donated.
Yeah.
We're actually going to be doing video soon. We're going to be actually adding Ustream video, live videos when we do this. We're going to be filming it. You can watch it. It'll be on Ustream. And that's directly from the donations from the fans.
Finally,
they donated money. We got enough money to actually buy some cameras. So you guys wanted live video. You
want to
see what the fuck we're doing? We're going to be adding that very soon. So what else, Kelly?
Bobby, can we give half of Dan's present to him now?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
showing him.
Is that
all
right? My half.
Yeah, go ahead. Your half.
Blow job in the bathroom. By
Kelly's taking her clothes off.
Go ahead. There's something else coming. All right. Right, but the one thing that you can use from now, from today, is we made you a website.
What?
Yeah.
Aww. We can't get to it because the internet's down.
But when we go downstairs, I'll show it to you because you bought your own domain name. So I'll show you when we go downstairs how to put your domain name in there, and you can update it yourself. I'll teach you how to use it.
You're a real comic.
Wow. Happy birthday, baby!
Thanks, guys.
Don't lie to him.
This is great. That's a great present.
Kelly put that together.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly.
Isn't that nice?
I appreciate it. Beige probably would have been better. But no, thank you very much. That's
one
awesome.
One day, honey bun. One day.
What's up?
What? I just want to say, Gino, thanks for being a man. This is done.
Right.
But I thought we were always buds anyway. We
we're not.
It was something that was in my head, and it's like the way you defended
it. It's my special day!
I had to do it.
All right, listen.
Oh, happy birthday. That's all I had to do.
It's over. I'm glad that you
I can still do your podcast, cool. Right?
I'm glad you two hacks worked it out. But don't step on Dan's B-Day.
Whatever. The kid's 29. He's got his whole life to be disappointed.
Actually, somebody passed away. We're really going to get a little serious.
I just want to... A lot of people have been emailing me from Melbourne about something that happened this week, and I just want to give them a shout out.
Stop 1 second. Let me just turn Gino's mic down now.
Because I really didn't want to publicize it on Facebook because people are like asking me what happened. It's just that they lost a very amazing person on the weekend. They died in a car accident, Gavin Kemp. So right. I just wanted to give a love to his family and his new wife. He's been married for about 6 weeks.
Right.
And I know it's. Massive hole in the Melbourne comedy community. So I just wanted to send out from the other side of the world some love to everyone.
See, the YKWD podcast isn't all about jokes and being mean and having laughs. Sometimes we end on a serious note, like great comedy shows like All in the Family, Good Times.
But by the way, can I say, now that the moment's over, right?
Well, I guess it is.
You said it.
You're gonna fuck. What are you gonna promote? One of your shit shows.
That's why I left it to last, Lewis.
That was the last. We went through everybody. 40 minutes of.
I mean, it was distracting that she kept on saying "massive hole" like 40
that.
Fucking times.
Let me
she
turn
said
my fucking mic off. I'm sorry, buddy.
I turned your mic off for a reason because you just yelled like that. Because someone
fucking died. You
stop
dick.
It. Hey guys, out there in Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Right. Well, really? I'm going to say something nice about a dead guy I don't even know. And you're giving me shit about the fucking pronunciation?
Sorry. Sorry,
dude. You know what, dude? Sit your ass down. It's time for what?
With Bobby and friends.
All right, what's up? Okay, we We are here. We're about to do a tech talk
with Bobby and friends.
I miss Joe DeRosa. We fucked up. We did tech talk. We did tech talk last week, or the week before, whatever it was, in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
Nothing but bad reviews. Yeah. Nothing but hate.
It's the only way we're going to learn, Bob.
It just, they were like, why would you do that? Yeah. It's just fucking up the flow. All of a sudden, I just got to listen to you and fucking, it was you on it, right?
I was on that, yeah.
Yeah, me and this fucking Dominican kid, this young little twink.
Twink.
And Festooks.
Quite a trio.
Yeah.
Who brings nothing technical to the table.
They said it would never happen, the three of us working together. We proved them wrong.
It is a little strange having the tech talk in the middle of the show. I listened to it, and I don't think it ruins the show. I saw some of the negative feedback.
Yeah. It's terrible.
But it was
Christian's first time, and he gets a fucking beating on Twitter.
But it was cool.
Did you get a pound? Did they like you?
I just read the negative feedback on having the tech talk in the middle. Yeah.
And you compartmentalized all the other ones about you.
I started crying after.
So we we're here. We got tech talk. We're going to be doing tech talk at the end from now on. No more fucking around with it. It's going at the end, and you're going to be doing it with me.
I'm happy. Thank you so much.
Because you are an IT guy. You're a fucking nerd. Mm. And another thing I like about you, too, do you have an iPhone?
I have a BlackBerry, but it's just an iPod Touch.
You have a BlackBerry and an iPod Touch.
Yes.
Right. That's a fucking nerd. That's a true nerd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody who has, like, both platforms.
I need a keyboard. I can't go.
You're one of those?
I'm one of those.
Oh, fuck you. You could learn the curve. When you got that, you were like, it's too small. I need a regular size keyboard. Why are you supposed to type on this?
I hate BlackBerry users. I hate them when they're fucking both hands like clawed over the fucking phone. Like,
I hate the little fucking cockroach sound of it.
It's just fucking stupid. Reliable. No. It's so reliable.
I love that I did the sound effect and you both talked over it.
I thought you were doing licking pussy again.
No, it kind of sounds like the jerking off sound effect too.
It's very similar.
I have to block that sound out sometimes.
Every time I type on my BlackBerry, I get a hard on.
Yeah,
because that sound.
Bing. Somebody's fucking on fire. I wish this podcast was a podcast you could those jokes would fly.
Yeah.
Sometimes where you know just the regular hey that was kind of funny, but this we're so mean on and so honest where it's like oh shut up with that joke. Anyways, I have what I'm going to talk about today. Kelly has nothing. What do you got today?
I have something kind of, I don't know if it's too simple, but it's kind of, I use it a lot. It's this app called Streaks for the iPhone. I use it on my iPod Touch. It's a simple thing that you have all these calendars, and each calendar has a goal. So I have like a few examples. I have one for every time I write. The whole purpose of it is to build a streak. Of consistency. So if you want to, I'll have like, what are we at today? The 19th. Mm-hmm. So I wrote, I spent at least an hour writing the 16th, the 17th, the 18th, and the 19th. So it builds up a little streak. So it says, you've done this 4 days in a row. So the whole purpose of it is to try to build as many streaks as possible.
Now this is the second little creative writing thing but you've brought into Tech Talk.
Correct.
Mm. So you're really... I should call foul. We should have a space between you. We get it. You're trying to be a better comedian.
There's other stuff.
No, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, so there's, I do this, obviously I do the same thing with stand-up. I do the same thing with exercise. Right. I try to exercise as consistently as possible.
Okay.
Another one is I try to not watch porn. Every time I don't watch porn,
why?
I give myself a day of like, oh, good, you did it. You had the willpower to not watch pornography.
Why are you not watching porn?
I hate needing to watch it. That's my problem. I don't like I'm afraid of addictive behavior. So I like not doing things too much.
What kind of porn does a little twinkie dark skin like you like? I'm very interested.
Yeah. That's his new nickname, Twinkie.
Twinkie dark skin.
Twinkie dark skin.
Everything, man. I'm pretty
what
open-minded.
Like white chicks?
Interracial, Spanish.
You like in the butt?
Anal's great.
You like... Are you like dick sucking?
Dick sucking.
Are
like,
you into
like POV?
Porn?
No, I'm not. Not excessively. I just hate. I love masturbating like anybody else, but I hate needing to. I like.
So this is more some type of self-control.
Yes.
Thing more than it is fuck porn or fuck masturbating.
No, yeah, I'm totally you about it. Yeah, everybody should do it, but
you just don't like needing to do something because it fucks with who you are.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Huh. Well, that's cool. So this app is called what?
Streaks.
Streaks.
Yeah, and it's on iTunes, and you can find it there.
And you, if you want to build up, it's almost competitive.
Yeah,
it adds a little bit of competitiveness, which is good. That's
it's like you against yourself,
right? And it gives you a goal.
Yeah.
Which most people need. You know, it's funny because I was doing that boxing thing now.
Mm-hmm.
And today, he'll say, do 50 of these or 100 of those or blah, blah, blah. And I'm fine with that. And I can get there. Sometimes I have to stop. But today he said, I want you to give me uppercuts. You know. And he just, I keep doing them. Uppercut. And all of a sudden, it's like I'm at 100. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, 50, 150. I go, well, fucking say that at the beginning, dude.
Yeah.
Don't, because I'm thinking 100. I made it to my, I need a goal, but I need a goal to get to.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to quit or I'm going to make it. But I guarantee it, I'm probably going to make it if you give me a point to go to. But in my head, I'm thinking 100. And then you have me keep going. I'm like, I'm fucking done because I blew my nut on fucking 98.
Exactly. He's doing it though because he wants to push you.
Yeah, push me with a goal. Like streaks.
That extended push is what's going to get you to losing
weight.
You're going to be shredding it.
Losing weight. I'm Bobby Kelly.
Kelly is. And I'm losing weight.
I'm sorry, I don't know the cues. I would have clapped.
You get it.
As well.
You get it. It's
you're
fine.
Thin.
You know, you don't get it. You don't know this.
When I remember, I don't mean to interrupt, but like a year, maybe a year ago, I remember, almost 2 years ago, I remember the first time I saw you at the Cellar.
Yeah.
And you looked amazing. You did. And then
hold back, Christian, hold back.
No, you looked amazing. Yeah. And then, but I remember watching you and that was the first time I saw you live.
Right.
And I remember you did an amazing thing. I was there with a bunch of other comedians, and you had this joke about young guys caring about like their hair or what they look like and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of my comedian friends was sitting up in the front row. This guy named Brian John.
Oh, I know the story.
And you ruined his hair. Yeah. I mean, it was just like a great moment. I remember you just being like this bully and ruining his hair.
Brian John has beautiful hair. And you just went up to him and went, "Ah, oh, fuck you and your hair," and you just messed his hair
and
up.
It made me happy. It was great.
Good.
It was a great moment.
He hates me.
No,
he loves you. He's a comic. He loves you.
Anyways.
I love you.
So my Jesus. Pizza's coming, honey. Kelly gets horny when she's hungry. She'll fuck anything.
All right. can't do Dan's voice. I can't do Dan. I told you, it's Dan is my favorite voice. It's the nervous slut. God.
I wanted to do two things. I wanted to talk about the Fuel Band. No, I'm kidding. Some guy actually said, I'm enough with the Fuel Band. I wanted to. A lot of people ask me about, you know, how to do these podcasts. What do you use? Are you doing your podcast with? Because a lot of people want to do podcasts right now. Podcasts are hot, which I get. You know, it's a great way to, basically have your own radio show with your friends. Whether 20 people listen or fucking 30,000 people listen, like the, you know what, dude?
I'm the 20 people listen.
But
to my
you
podcast.
Know what? It's fine. It's it's still a way to be creative, and creatively think, and you know, kind of get shit out with your friends, and other people like that. So that's great. I love doing it. But a lot of people don't know how to do it. What I started out with, I'm gonna go through the progression of my podcasting. I started out with my iPhone. You can basically do a podcast on an iPhone. The quality is fucking fine, and it can go up on iTunes fine. If you wanted to, you can record for an hour. The app that I chose, which was pretty amazing to me, because it does it. What you want to avoid when you record on your iPhone, if you're going to do something like that to start out slow and to save some money, is a lot of apps record in WAV files. Yeah. Or high MP3s. No MP3s. Mm-hmm. MP4s and weird shit. You want to do MP3. That's a small file. It keeps it nice and tight. And the one app that does it is VR Plus. There's a free version, so you can test it out, and then there's the paid version. I suggest spending the $5 or whatever it is to get the paid version. But the great part about this, it does an MP3, and it actually, you can email it to yourself. So you can email it to where you have to send it to put it up on iTunes. Then I moved on to, that's Dan. Then I moved on to the actual Yeti microphone, which is a USB great microphone. It records, you can stick that in the middle of a table and pick up everybody around the table, just you, you and another person. It has four different options. It's by Blue, which is a supporter of the podcast. You know what, do podcast. That's my wife. Hang on one second. Let's see what this broad has to say. Hello.
Hi.
You're on the podcast, baby. What's up?
Hi.
Hi, Dawn.
That's
an
incredible.
Where are you? I didn't walk. What? Okay. I'm doing a show. I'm staying down here. I'll be home later tonight. I'm exhausted. Bye.
Bye.
What are you making for dinner? Anyhow. So yeah. Look at Dan's bringing the pizzas.
Yay.
Happy birthday. Anyways. Yeah. So the Blue microphone is the Yeti microphone, which.
Yeti
for Stu Kazik,
yeah.
And so do you have your Yeti. You love your Yeti, right?
I started with the Blue Snowball.
The Blue Snowball. Hang on one second. Hang on. You gonna let it cool off? I love Dan's a professional fatso. You really are. You opened the pie. You came back with a pie. That's your birthday pizza, by the way.
Oh, thanks, dude. My favorite place in the city, Joe's Pizza.
Joe's Pizza is the best.
Oh, it's so good.
John's Pizza is good. Joe's Pizza is the best.
Outside Steve told me about it.
And outside Big Head Steve.
Big Head Steve.
Here's the deal. Colin told me about it. And here's the deal. I will not have a slice of that. You know why?
Because Bobby Kelly is losing weight.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not having the fucking pizza.
Don't do it.
But anyways, the Blue microphone, you have one.
Love it.
Fucking great. You want to do, if you're on a podcast, you got to do voices and you want to, actually fucking great for Skyping.
Yeah.
But if you got a podcast, you don't want to spend a lot of money, $100, $150, get one of these Yetis, throw it down, plug it into your computer and hit record in GarageBand. You can do a podcast with that. I moved on up to the Zoom H4N. Which you can plug Shure 58s in, have real microphones, unbelievable. You can do up to 4 or 5 people with that. And then I actually moved up. We're up right now to the Zoom R24, which is 8 microphones can go into this motherfucker. You can use
beast.
It.
It's a beast.
It's light as fuck. It's $400-$500. Very cheap still. It's on the cheap side. I can have 8 people on the fucking show like we've had in the last couple.
Yeah.
It plugs into the computer, so you can use it as a USB interface, or you can just record right on the SD card if you want to. It's a beast, but it's actually very easy to use, and if you guys really want to upgrade your shit, if you get a show with 6 people or more on it, the Zoom R24 is the way to go. So there you go. iPhone, Yeti microphone, Zoom H4N and the Zoom R24. Those are the things I used, the progression of the You Know What Dude podcast. So if you're going to do a podcast, you can always email me at ykwd@riotcast.com, and I will help you out. I'll try. I know I fucking blew off a few of you people. I always remember emails when I'm like, yeah, I'll help you out. And then I remember this dude, I'm kind of doing my podcast. I was wondering if you and I fucking never. It's hard. It's fucking hard to return every email. It's very hard, Dan.
Super hard.
Super hard.
You are so
burning. I sent you an email. I don't even know if you...
I don't even know your name. I know
Christian.
I'm kidding. I know your name.
But I sent you an email about the surge protector thing that you needed help with.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a response. And I'm like, oh. I said on email, I was like, oh, here's the info for the surge protector.
Yeah.
Thanks again for having me on the podcast. It was a privilege. Thank you so much. And I'm like, oh, Bobby doesn't give a shit that I was on here.
I do. You're back. I want to know you're back because of how experienced you are, how good you are on Tech Talk, and you are on the podcast, and that Dan has nothing on Tech Talk.
Ever.
But you will in a week
mm-hmm.
when we get fucking Laszlo from Rockstar Video. Well,
I think I might have things for the next 2 weeks. I'll talk to you off air.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you, a fucking dildo? Why can't you talk
about it? I got eye dildo. it's great. It's the greatest thing ever. It fucks my hole, and I can check my email. I think I'm going to get an iPhone.
Really?
Ooh. I'm due.
You're not going to wait for the iPhone 5?
I was at the Apple store yesterday, and they said probably not till the holidays.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can wait that long.
Yeah. I have an iPhone 4, not a 4S, you can borrow until the holidays.
That would be pretty awesome.
I can let you borrow it.
But could they jailbreak it for Verizon?
I mean, we went through this before. Yeah. I've been nice to you twice on this. And both times you're like, nah, I don't think so. Can they do that, IT guy?
I don't know. My iPod is jailbroken, but it's I have no provider, so.
Yeah.
I just got the 06 update.
Okay.
So the iOS 06.
Yeah, you can't mess 06. With those yet, right?
I did it. Oh, I got it.
Okay.
It's fucking great.
Oh,
I like
cool.
the maps. I like all the stuff that's coming with it. Maybe I'll do that next week on Tech Talk. I'll go through it all once I figure out all the steps. But it's pretty good. A friend of mine on the Intranet hooked me up.
Okay.
So,
you know what? I wasn't sure if we could talk about that, you know, hacking kind of stuff.
Fuck yeah.
I do a lot of that stuff. So I'll talk about that stuff.
Stop bringing up that you write and you're trying to get a career. This is the second week in a row he says apps on how to write and check yourself writing and make sure you're fucking a better person writing. Go fuck yourself, you little fucking brown twink. All right, so next week.
Okay.
We're going to talk some hacking. Okay. We're going to talk the iOS 6 on the iPhone, and Dan might have something.
Ooh.
Dan might have something.
Mm-hmm.
He might have something other than a pointy nose.
Mm-hmm.
All right, see you guys next week on Tech Talk.
With Bobby and friends.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.